this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In the words of President Trump, what an incredible job Dan will do. Dan Bongino, named FBI Deputy Director. The President lauds Bongino for his time with the NYPD and his work as a Secret Service agent. Mr. Trump describes Bongino as one of the most successful podcasters in the country, something he is willing and prepared to give up in order to serve. The Pentagon chief suggests the kerfuffle over one of the President's more controversial personnel moves is over the top.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said on Fox News Sunday that there's nothing unprecedented about President Donald Trump firing Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr. as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
The president deserves to pick his key national security and military advisory team. There are lots of presidents who've made changes.
Brown was just the second black general to serve as Joint Chiefs chairman, with 16 months in the post. Hegseth says the dismissals of 6 3-star and 4-star generals on Friday are a reflection of the president wanting the right people around him to execute the national security approach we want to take. Donna Warder, Washington.
Federal workers facing a deadline this week. Elon Musk's Doge team directing them to report 5 specific things they accomplished last week or face possible dismissal. As the Trump administration pursues talks with Russia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine, a dozen leaders from Europe and Canada are visiting Kiev, marking the third anniversary of the Russian invasion. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's willing to resign if it would end the bloodshed and bring his country into NATO. Pope Francis remains in critical condition, hospitalized for 10 days now for a lung infection and early-stage kidney failure, which is said to be under control. Wall Street, the Dow futures up 307 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good Monday morning, everybody. It is 6:03 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, starts us off. Chuck Whitaker, good morning, bud.
Hey, good morning. We're looking at 295 right at Route 32 in the Parkway. Everybody's open there. And then coming back up a little bit further north through Arundel Mills down through Route 100. Pretty active southbound, as you might expect. Everybody's out early heading south through that area. And then the northbound buildup will occur more or less around Powder Mill Road coming up from the Capitol Beltway. But all the lanes are open. 695 with a good start. Very nice on the JFX. And right now, the lanes are clear and good to go. Most of the traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll kick off the work week with sunshine and also kick off the work week on a warm note as we go up to 57 today. We should be in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low 37. Tuesday, partly sunny. Maybe a stray shower late in the day. High near 60. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 28 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 36. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore City Council questioned BGE about its rate increases Thursday night. During a City Hall hearing about the rising rates, Council President Zeke Cohen said the increases appear to be far worse than anticipated. A Baltimore man has been sentenced to life without parole for the 2023 murder of his ex-girlfriend. 55-year-old Levi Feldman was found guilty of first-degree murder and other charges last year, and the shooting death of 45-year-old Lakeisha Wheeler in the parking lot of Pikesville High School. Howard County police say an 18-year-old was charged with first-degree murder connection with Saturday's deadly double shooting near the mall in Columbia. Emmetson Z is being held without bail after the shooting that claimed the life of a 16-year-old and left a 15-year-old in critical condition. Michael Robertson was killed in the parking lot in the bus loop area outside Lytle on the Little Patuxent Parkway. In addition, police have charged Z, that's Z-E-A-H, with attempted first-degree murder and a Feb 14 non-contact shooting on Twin Rivers Road in Columbia. And three people dead, a fourth injured, following weekend shootings in Baltimore City. On Saturday evening, the victim of a shooting at the 4400 block of Eastern Avenue was pronounced dead at the scene. And shortly after midnight Sunday, a man died at the hospital after he was shot in the head in the 600 block of Poplar Grove Street. It's 6:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 303. Your pick 4, 8620. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Welcome back. Yes, thank you guys. Much appreciated. All right, let's start you off with some Orioles baseball this fine Monday morning as the games have begun in Florida. O's beaten by the Pirates in Saturday's opener. 10-5 was the final. Yesterday, they were in Clearwater, Florida to take on... Boy. Oh, God. Hold on one second here.
Clearwater, Florida, you say.
They were in Florida to take on the Phillies. Hey, look.
Town of Florida.
Look, it is spring training baseball, okay? Here's what happened yesterday in Clearwater, Florida.
It's that one sharply towards short past the diving Edmundo Sosa.
Is anybody hearing this, by the way? Because I'm not.
And Mayo has a two-run single, and the Orioles take a two-zip lead here in the first.
Call it NBC Sports in Philadelphia. Mayo vying for a roster spot, but it is hard to see where he fits in at the moment. The O's beat the Phillies 7-3 to even their spring record at 1-1. Kate Povich did get the start, looked good on the hill, retiring six of the seven batters that he faced. What a statement by the Caps this weekend. They trashed the Penguins 8-3 on Saturday and then came home yesterday for a Sunday encounter with the Oilers.
Jacob Chychrun. Chychrun waits. Ovechkin fires. Score! The second tonight, 881 for Alex Ovechkin.
Call on TNT, Ovi would add an empty netter for the hat trick, 882 for the career, 13 away from the all-time record. Coming up at 635, the NFL's come to town, and they weren't here visiting the harbor. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Monday, February 24, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Yes, you are.
Yep. All right.
Coming up in this hour. Well,
good that that's recognized.
Columbia Mall shooter violated his home monitoring detention. Gee, we're not even heard this before.
Wow.
Shifty Schiff is fearful about Kash Patel as FBI director, and with good reason. And our top story here, they did it. They did it in the House of Horrors down at the Maryland General Assembly on Friday with an 89-41 vote. The progressive Democrat Marxist passed a bill to allow condoms in school vending machines.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise to agree with my colleague from Harper County. Condoms for kiddies. This goes too far. So next year we're going to have a bill regulating what can go in these condom machines. What color can the wrappers be? What words can go on the wrappers? I mean, imagine walking into preschool with your 3-, 4-, 5-year-old. You walk by the machine and they say, Mommy, Daddy, what's in that machine? Or they're learning to read. And you're having to explain to them what those words mean. This is the over-sexualization of our children, and it just goes too far. It is much, much more than just what the floor leader said. When these machines show up in your elementary schools, we will be back here so you can regulate them. Vote no and save us the time. Thank you.
That's Delegate Kathy Shalega, Baltimore County Republican, condemning what she says, condoms for kiddies. It's a bill sponsored by Delegate Nicole Williams, PG County Democrat Marxist. House Bill 380 allows contraceptives to be sold in nursery school, preschool,
kind of idiot,
elementary and high school vending machines. It also removes the misdemeanor criminal penalty of $1,000. Now, the bill does not mandate that schools sell condoms or other contraceptive devices.
Well, that'll come.
Gee, I'm wondering if what's next, the IED?
Yeah.
The RU-86, whatever the abortion pill is? Individual school systems would be responsible for making those decisions for their own.
Amazing.
Now, the question is, what's the purpose here? What is the reasoning behind this? We'll get to that here in just a moment.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic with on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Slurry Johnson.
The early ride through Annapolis looks fine. Beautiful sunrise over the eastern shore for traveling south and east on the Bay Bridge right now. Very nice there. The westbound side is clear. We come through Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97 with all the lanes open. Capitol Beltway, yeah, the morning buildup's just beginning. New Hampshire Avenue around the 29 and Georgia Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. The inner loop right now is clear from 214 heading over to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And we're back now looking at both the harbor tunnels. Lanes are open south. 895 looks good. 95 next door is clear. The west side outer loop filling in just a bit. Not quite stacked up yet, but getting there. It's going to be busy in the next 25, 30 minutes on the outer loop from 795 moving down eventually towards Frederick Road. We're going to keep an eye on the construction as we always do on I-95 northbound after Route 24. Right now, the lanes are open. That may change in the next 45 minutes or so. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be sunny today and a high 57.
Woo.
Overnight down to 37 tomorrow, partly cloudy. A stray pop-up shower is possible, but a high of 60. And it's not even spring yet. Right now, it is 29.
I just put the kibosh on it.
Exactly, 29 in the city. We probably just did jinx it, what can we say? Time for some one-liner news for you today. California wants to make Bigfoot the official state cryptid.
The what?
Janet Reno's out there?
A cryptid.
What the hell is a cryptid?
That's what I had to. I had to look it up. It's a term for a creature that people claim to have seen, but whose existence has never been proven.
Yeah.
You know, like most federal workers.
Like
just kidding.
Like Joe Biden conscious.
Yeah.
That's Sean Casey who said that.
I was just kidding. If Bigfoot showed up for the official ceremony, he'd be ineligible for the award.
That's right.
Yeah. Elon Musk's Doge is emailing every federal employee asking each to describe what they did last week. Wow. If you want to find a bunch of federal employees who do absolutely nothing and haven't for years, just take a look at Congress. You don't have to go very far. Major League Baseball is experimenting in spring training with a computerized system to challenge balls and strikes.
I saw that for the first time.
Yeah. What's next in baseball technology? Self-adjusting cups?
Nice. The hand comes out of the bag.
It's a little uncomfortable to even think about somehow, Sean.
That, you hope that the hand is at least warm anyway.
Really. It's just a little uncomfortable to think about.
Mess NBC is shaking up its primetime lineup. Joyless Reid and Alex Wagner out.
Sir.
What a total surprise. Joy Reid's viewer is shocked.
She is? That one viewer?
That one viewer is absolutely shocked, I tell you. Newly confirmed FBI Director Kash Patel will also be put in charge of the ATF, which stands for Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Right.
Right?
Just on the name of a government department, it is also a fun way to spend the weekend, if you ever thought about it for a second. And Dan Bongino.
Yeah.
Our old friend here on the show that used to sit in
sadly,
for us here.
He's losing his podcast, folks.
And his radio show, I would think. So he's now going to be the deputy director of the FBI. We'll talk about later on. Now that Amazon controls the James Bond movie franchise, Jeff Bezos went online to ask fans which actor should be cast as the next James Bond. Who do you think was number one?
Jason Statham.
No, I would have taken Jason Statham.
Yeah,
he'd be a great choice.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill,
really?
Who was already a Superman.
Yeah.
So, you know, man,
it doesn't
Superman.
Work. Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work for me either. No.
Not familiar with him.
No.
Oh,
he was, I think, not. Was it the last Superman movie or the one before that?
I don't know. Haven't seen any of them.
He looks like
George
Superman.
Reeves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Since George Reeves, you don't get out much, do you?
No.
Is it 1953?
1956.
Something like that.
The last one I saw.
He almost forgot about him. That's how long it's been.
That's a sad story about him, by the way. He eventually committed suicide.
Yeah.
He could not get cast as anything. As anything.
Yep. Right. After Superman.
After Superman.
He was typecast.
Yeah.
Yep. And he was in Gone with the Wind, too.
Was he really?
He was one of the Tarleton twins in almost the very first scene.
I didn't realize that.
Yep. He was on the porch with Scarlett O'Hara and another guy.
Oh.
So who were the other Supermans? You had Christopher Reeve.
Yep.
You have Henry Cavill. You had George Reeves.
Right.
There was one other, wasn't there?
That was Eddie Appelfeld.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
No, that was Stuperman.
Was it an Al Seaburn one, I think?
Faster than a speeding bullet.
That's right.
Able to trade 3 seconds or less.
Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:18, 18 minutes after the hour. We're talking about Maryland House Bill 380 that would allow condoms in school vending machines. And yes, it does. Look, you might make the argument, I would be opposed to it anyway, but you might make the argument that high school, okay, for because, you know, they are, you know, sexually active in high school. You might make that argument. I still think it's up to the parents to provide that, if that's what parents choose or not. But nursery school?
No,
preschool, kindergarten?
That's just stupid. But well, answer a question for me. For high school students, I cannot imagine me going to my dad when I was a kid and saying, "Hi, I'd like to go buy a condom." That's something I would simply do by myself. And this is when you had to go to the pharmacist.
Right, and when you went to buy that condom, did you use a vending machine?
No, I did not.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, have you ever seen a condom vending machine?
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Where?
A couple of truck stops going cross country.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Is that where you got your supply?
For life, actually.
Anyway, the argument is...
All three of them.
Maryland Department of Health, in written testimony, argued from Dr. Laura Herrera Scott, research demonstrates that access to condoms in high schools does not instigate increased sexual activity among students, but encourages their use among those who are already sexually active. And Republican Delegate Laura Erickson said, wait a minute, why in the world would someone in preschool need a condom? People in every possible walk of life, every job you can imagine, have sex. And do you know where those people go to get condoms and prophylactics of other types? They go to the CVS, like everybody else does.
Wouldn't it be better, instead of having that in the vending machine, to have wallets with the ring already built in?
Yes.
That you carry the thing around for 15
years?
Well,
but it says condoms for kiddies, but I looked at the bill. It says contraceptives. So condoms aren't the only thing that may be in these machines. We'll talk about that here. And more. Get your calls and comments in just a second.
There's a penny there, typically.
Yeah. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com on our Facebook page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash, featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered Investment Advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit TurfValley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up during this hour, Adam Schiff attacks Cash Patel. This is after Cash won the vote, by the way. Adam, late for the show, were you? And the Columbia Mall shooter. This is just a tragic story. This, what if?
Yeah, Shifty Schiff may be, shifting in his underwear these days, based on what Cash Patel said in the past. We'll get to that. But again, we're talking about the condoms for kiddies. And again, it may not just be condoms. It could be the RU486 pill, which might have serious negative side effects. Of course, there are other contraceptive devices that could be put in these machines now that the Democrats have said, folks, this is the groomers union. I'll explain in just a second what that means.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM 623, traffic with on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
95 is still clear northbound in the construction area at Route 24 in Harford County. So again, we'll go back and revisit that in another 30 minutes or so. We're looking live at 295. On the Parkway, 198 coming up to 197 Powder Mill Road area. All the lanes are open. The ride towards the Capitol Beltway looks good. We've had a look at 795 at Franklin Boulevard. No problems there. 83 looks good from Middletown Road into Hunt Valley. And then the lanes are open from there, coming down 83 and eventually towards 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny today. Day 57 for the high. Boy, that's going to feel good, huh? Beautiful weekend. Right now, 31 in Annapolis. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. We're talking about this bill, House Bill 380, which now will head over to the Senate since it passed with Democrat Marxist votes on Friday. I was looking at the witness list who came and testified in favor of putting these condom vending machines in nursery schools and kindergarten. Planned Parenthood of Maryland. They were one. So was Trans Maryland. They were there testifying in favor of that. Maryland Department of Health. The Maryland Chesapeake Chapter of the National Association of Pediatric Nurse Practitioners. Women's Law Center. The Maryland Network Against Domestic Violence. Whatever that has to do with condoms and vending machines. Social Work Advocates for Social Change. And, of course, the delegate herself, Nicole Williams, that introduced this bill. Let's take some calls here. Robin Falston, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Two things. First, the delegate, the speech he was making in regards to small children not being able to see what's in the machines and read it. Well, the upside to that is the high schoolers won't be able to read it either. The other side of it is that at what point do the people of Maryland realize that this is what they're voting for? When do they stop getting up in their high dudgeon about all this and then suddenly realize, wait, it's us?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, great point. I mean, you just think at some point it would be enough is enough. But then I look at what happened in California and Illinois and Massachusetts, and it never was enough. They keep sliding down that slippery slope of cultural Marxism and degradation and cultural rot.
We are California East.
Yeah, we are. Rob, thanks for the call. Good point. Mark's in Baltimore.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. This is really horrible. Here's a question. What about the role of school nurses now? Most schools now have nurses. So are they going to be permitted to teach little boys and girls if they have trouble trying to put on a so-called condom or whatever else they're going to be? Are they going to be authorized to do that? Are they going to be authorized to offer PrEP, if you know what that is? Are they going to be offer anything and everything in addition to vending machines, because a lot of children are not able to handle the vending machines part because they're too young at that point. So someone has to push the button for them.
Yeah.
So what role is the nurse or nurses going to be involved in this?
Well, that's a great question. I think, first off, are these free? Are they going to have to pay for these contraceptive devices and these vending machines? Where's the liability? If the said prophylactic does not work properly, who's held liable for that? Is it the school system? Is it the state of Maryland? Is it the prophylactic manufacturer? I mean, I've got all sorts of questions about this bill, Mark. Thanks for raising that one.
I think actually they should go back to doing as we did, is you have to go up to the pharmacist and ask and be embarrassed like the rest of us in previous generations.
Oh, we can't have that. Mark in Reisterstown.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark.
How you doing, guys?
Good, sir. Thank you.
Sorry, I just had a quick thought. It's like if I were given access to condoms when I was 7 or 8 years old, I would have made water balloons out of them.
Yes, exactly. We're talking about this show prep. Sean said, what were they using for? I said, balloons. I mean, that's what they look like, right? They'd be balloons.
I mean, you think of it from a kid's point of view. Okay, I don't know what this is for. I'm going to put something in it, you know?
There's the question. I know I'm this might be a facetious point, but would IUDs be allowed in the vending machines? That has to be apparently put place by a doctor.
Point,
you know, you got a physician that has to do that. But more importantly is, look, this is Planned Parenthood was there for a reason. Number one, not just the fact that they don't want babies. Number two, I think eventually, when they want the morning after pill in these machines.
John, I think it's they didn't want certain babies.
Right. That's a good point, Mark.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. I just think this is Groomers Union, folks. This is those, not every teacher. But they're, you know, most of the teachers' union, they want to indoctrinate, they want to brainwash, they want to manipulate, they want to and make your children sexually active. They want to promote all this, gender equity nonsense, the trans agenda. This is all part. That's why Trans Maryland showed up. You know, when I look at this witness list and I see who wants this bill in nursery school? It's a groomers union. They're grooming your children. If you put them into public school, they're grooming them and indoctrinating them in the way that they, not you as a parent, that they deem fit. Vinny Steele will sell your home no matter what, and with a guarantee. And so why go anywhere else? Why list with anybody else if you know your home is guaranteed to sell? And it is. Once you and Vinny agree on asking price, time frame, etc., you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. That's because tens of thousands of buyers are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home in his database. And that's not a secret. It's just that he's built this database over the years, and it works. And it works very, very well, so well that he can make that guarantee for you. So first call you should make is right to Vinny, and either Vinny or one of his agents will come out and take a look at your home. You sit down, you talk about asking price and time frame, et cetera. And once you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to be sold. 410 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. 6:30, time for latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Howard County Police say an 18-year-old is charged with first-degree murder in connection with the Saturday's deadly double shooting near the mall in Columbia. Emmetson Zia is being held without bail after the shooting that claimed the life of a 16-year-old and up to a 15-year-old in critical condition. Michael Robertson was killed in the parking lot and bus loop area outside Lytle on Little Patuxent Parkway. In addition, police have targeted Zia with attempted first-degree murder and a Feb 14 non-contact shooting on Twin Rivers in Columbia. Three people dead, a fourth injured following a weekend shooting in Baltimore City. On Saturday evening, the victim of a shooting at the 4400 block of Eastern Avenue pronounced dead at the scene. Shortly after midnight Sunday, a man died at a hospital after he was shot in the head in the 600 block of Poplar Grove. And on Sunday evening, one of the victims of a double shooting at the 3600 block of Poteet Street died. The 28-year-old survivor remains hospitalized in critical condition. And in the county, 29-year-old man injured after a weekend shooting. Police responded to the 4800 block of Benson Avenue at about 2:30 Saturday morning. They found the victim with what appeared to be non-life-threatening injuries. Detectives have not released information on a possible suspect or motive, and anyone with information is asked to please call police. Five people have been arrested in connection with several illegal car rallies in Baltimore City, Baltimore, and Prince George's counties. The Maryland Car Rally Task Force made the arrest Saturday. Three men from Walkersville are charged with unlawful taking of a motor vehicle and obstruction, and a New York man is now charged with DUI and 15 traffic citations. Police say 20-year-old Joseph Houck of Hagerstown has been charged with first-degree assault on a trooper, unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, theft over $25,000. Theft under $100,000 and obstruction. That's a full slate. 6:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
A lot of numbers from last night. Your pick three was 303. Your pick four, 8620. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore City Fire says they're heading out to a wreck. It may be at the ramp at Kane Street and I-95. So it's right around Kane Street, Dundalk Avenue, right in that area. Just looked at 95 right there. So it's not on the interstate. But if you're traveling on Kane Street and you're right there at the ramp at I-95 and the bridge, you know, and keep an eye out for that till we can kind of figure out exactly where it is. 895 now is backing up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Everybody's open, so everybody's going into the tunnel, but we're backed up already there. And 95 is beginning to slow southbound at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. The west side outer loop delays now should start right in the area just around the bridge at 795 from there, going south towards I-70, and then eventually gets better after Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll kick off the work week with sunshine and also kick off the work week on a warm note as we go up to 57 today. We should be in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low 37. Tuesday, partly sunny. Maybe a stray shower late in the day. High near 60. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
All right, take two. Let's not take too much away from spring training games, especially those from weekend number one. Still not hard to be impressed by the mound work of Cade Povich and Brandon Young yesterday in Clearwater as the Orioles mowed down the Phils. 7-3 was the final. Povich retiring six of the seven he faced and not to be outdone by Young. Povich's teammate at AAA Norfolk last season, who won the Orioles Minor League Pitcher of the Year award. Young scattered two hits over his three scoreless innings, hitting 97 on the gun. Meanwhile, Jackson Holliday was at the mic on Saturday during the broadcast of the Orioles-Pirates game and was candid about his rough 2024 debut season.
Obviously, last year didn't go as well as I would have liked, but I'm excited for this spring to show off what I've been working on this offseason and continue to get better. And
Holliday batted 189 in 190 at-bats last year. Ravens news, the team filling out its coaching staff. Don DeLessio is the new secondary coach. Matt Pease, son of defensive consultant Dean Pease, is the new assistant linebacker coach. Assistant special teams coach is now Anthony Levine Sr. That's a familiar name to Ravens fans. And running back coach Willie Taggart was also given the designation as assistant head coach. Meanwhile, the NFL concluding their investigation into the Justin Tucker allegations, interviewing massage therapists in Baltimore who have accused Ravens kicker Tucker of sexual misconduct. A spokesperson from the NFL declined to comment. To date, 16 massage therapists from 8 spas and wellness centers in the Baltimore area have accused Tucker of sexual misconduct between 2012 and 2016. However, no civil or criminal charges have been filed. On the ice yesterday, Caps played their first game at home after the break, and it was a game to remember. On TNT, goal number 882 for Ovi. The record is 894. The great eight joins Gordie Howe and the great Johnny Busick from the Bruins as the only 39-year-olds with multiple hat tricks. Howe did it four times in his career. After the game, Ovi, however, deflected the attention.
We're not looking too far. We're just looking game by game, and it's still like 20-something games left, and we just have to play the same way, try to win the games, and we'll see what happens.
Meanwhile, from the best of the worst, the Wiz drubbed by the Magic last night, 110-90. Baltimore's Bub Carrington with 13 off the bench. The Wizards fall to 9-47 on the year. One local college basketball note over the weekend, Towson got back to their winning ways, 76-67 over Campbell. The win clinches a share of the CAA regular season title for the Tigers, and it gives head coach Pat Scarry his 232nd career win at Towson. That is the most in Tiger history. NASCAR Cup Series at Atlanta Motor Speedway goes to Christopher Bell, riding for Joe Gibbs Racing. It was Bell's 10th career cup win. The time now is 6:37. When we return, all sports are local.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Welcome back.
I was going to say, it's good to be back. I didn't know how you guys felt about it.
No, but, I'm glad to have you back.
Oh, you are? Okay, that's good. I just wanted to make sure.
Of course.
How were things?
Good. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Jack did a good job.
Yeah. Was I Wally Pipped? Or?
No. Okay. You're safe for now.
Okay, gotcha.
You're safe for now.
Hey, the reason why I'd say all things are local, all sports are local, so I was in Dallas the last 3 days, and in Dallas, All the talk is about the Luka Doncic trade to the Lakers.
Wow.
The fans are up in arms. You would think they were protesting Trump.
Is that right?
Yeah, they were outside the American Airlines Arena with signs protesting the Mavericks' decision to trade Luka Doncic to the Lakers. It's all over Dallas.
Mark Cuban's made even more fans.
It's unbelievable. You know, he had to give fans courtside tickets to kind of appease them,
Unbelievable.
But it really is. It's unbelievable down there, what's going on. So
that was shocker of a trade.
Did you get a good courtside ticket?
No, I didn't. I wasn't one of the protesters.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah.
You know, trying to think, was there ever a similar situation in Baltimore, where the fans were just so up in arms about something?
I was not happy when they traded Johnny United.
But to that level, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
The tail end of his career.
Right. I mean, Doncic is 25.
Yeah, exactly.
Johnny was, what, 40?
By the way, Ovechkin is on track to break the record on April the 2nd.
Wow.
That's the pace right now. Three generation of Caseys are going March 30th. So there's a chance.
There's a chance.
There's a chance he might break the record against the Sabres. That would be something.
Now, have you told Ovechkin that that three generations of Caseys are going?
I'm going to speed it up a little bit. I'm going to send him a note and say, you know, hold off until that day. It's a Sunday afternoon matinee. So.
Gotcha. Say it's a hat trick of Caseys.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a hat trick. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
But, by the way, great tradition because after he scored the goal, the hats came out and it was awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. They collect all those and they either donate them to homeless shelters.
Exactly.
I think Pittsburgh is the place they have them all in a glass case, if I'm not mistaken.
The
hats over all the years. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
See you.
6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Leonard is in Hampstead. Good morning, Leonard.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
I just wanted to add to, I thought Mark was going to hit on it when he called in earlier about the kids making water balloons out of these things, but I'd like to go one further and say, show me, are they going to make an extra small condom now? And are these actually for the children? Is that what the bill represents? And it's also proof that the Democrats will pass anything that a Democrat submits to the legislature. It's just unbelievable. The whole country's just laughing at us right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's you're right on all the points there. Again, it really is a head scratcher on nursery schools, preschools, and elementary schools. I just don't get that at all. That you might some, you look, we've had cases and stories of some sexually active in middle school. Okay, that can happen as young as 13 or 14, but 5 and 6, really? Really, Democrats? You really thought this one through? It's just, as I said, this is groomer stuff. This is recruitment into the cause, is what this is all about. And who knows? Maybe it's more, as I said on Friday with Delegate Mangione, more for the teachers than it is for the kids. Leonard, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Well, Cash Patel is the new head of the FBI. And, of course, Dan Bongino is his second in command now. However, think about this, folks. Even after Cash Patel was voted in, there were members of Congress on the Democrat side who were still just a little bit wound up about it. Primarily among them was Adam Schiff, who has always been known as the very image of probity, seriousness, and good judgment. Sorry.
Cash Patel is the guy you go to when everybody else says, no, I won't do it. It's too immoral. It's too unethical. It's too unlawful. He's the guy. That's why he was chosen. You rise to the level of your utter sycophancy in the Trump administration.
Wow, that's a lot of big words there. If you're talking about somebody who's a sycophant, you might start by looking in the mirror. And Adam Schiff says, only in Trump world would Cash Patel be head of the FBI.
Only in Trump world, a world in which you pardon hundreds of people for beating police officers, and then you purge the FBI agents that pursued them, only in that kind of world does a Cash Patel become FBI director. But that's the upside-down, terrible world we're living in at this moment.
Okay, now I do have a question for all of those of you on the left who think somehow that this is a horrible thing. How many years is appropriate to spend in the D.C. gulag or locked up someplace else for trespassing? I'm just trying to figure this out because these people were there for 3 or 4 years. Is that appropriate? Have we done enough to these folks now? Adam Schiff, can you leave it alone, please? Before you have to answer some really embarrassing questions like, where's the proof of Russia? Still waiting for that one, dude. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The West Side Outer Loop delays now pretty solid, and of course the usual backups now starting at 795 going down through Liberty Road. And just looking at the live shot here at Liberty Road, it's almost stopped, so that's a little suspect with the traffic there. Let me go down a little bit further. Oh, even towards Dogwood, almost stopped. Something's going on here. Hang on a second. Give me a chance. Coming on. Oh, yeah, I found it. Okay. Sooner or later, I'm going to find it. Southbound, right at the bridge at I-70, a wreck so far. Everybody stopped.
The wreck is in the right and the center lane. They're holding the left-hand lane temporarily, so that's the problem. We worked it right out. Southbound, right before the bridge at I-70, the ramp from Security Boulevard to the outer loop is open. You're just getting by where the accident is right now. They're not letting anybody go. I'm going to check to see if they're going to let this left-hand lane go or not. The inner loop is also looking at it. So if you're coming up from Route 40, you're coming up towards I-70. They're looking at it. Big wreck here on the outer loop as you're coming south. The minor wreck was in the city. It's at the ramp at Kane Street at I-95. Delays now continuing to build, and we're definitely getting busy southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be a gorgeous morning. It already is. Sun is up, and it's going to be mild today, 57. Tonight, 37. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a stray shower possible, but very mild, 60 for the high. Right now, 31 in Brooklyn Park, and a beautiful sunny morning. I would head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Johnson.
Gee, I had better food at the ball game, you know. I tell you, this steak still has marks where the jockey was hitting it.
That's a great line. That's a great line.
Go back and tell the chef this is low grade dog food.
Well, he said this steak has marks where the jockey,
where the
was,
jockey
hitting
was hitting it.
But jockeys don't ride cattle. They ride horses.
That would be the point, Sean.
You're ruining the joke now. Come on.
Just putting it out. McCormick.
I'll tell you what. We have a quick update.
Go ahead.
We do. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing here, but they have two of the vehicles hooked up on wreckers, and they're doing a traffic drag.
Oh,
I think what they're going to do is drag this traffic south of I-70 and then put these vehicles on the shoulder where they can finally get off the road.
Do they do this traffic drag on a divined highway?
They do.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Just say.
You're not going to get me in that corner, I can tell you that.
McCormick Spices.
Yeah. Nobody puts Chucky in the corner.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a new McCormick Spice. It's called Aji Amarillo Seasoning. Oh. It was launched earlier this month for a limited time. Sweet, spicy blend with medium heat. The Aji Amarillo Pepper is from Peru. So it is a little bit of not quite as hot as a habanero.
Jalapeno.
Or jalapeno, but it's got a little kick to it. From why they did this, I have no idea. Coca-Cola's announced Simply Pop, a new fruit-flavored prebiotic soda brand. As if we want a prebiotic in our soda pop.
That's good.
Okay? Called Simply Pop. Contains 9 grams.
Prebiotics, probiotics, postbiotics.
Yes. Antibiotics.
Antibiotics.
Yeah. The biotic man.
Yeah. We can make him bigger and stronger and faster. Right. Lee, where are you?
We can make him regular. St. Patrick's Day is coming next month, suitably themed Andes Mint Chocolate Shake. Find itself back on the Arby's menu.
Those are good.
Andes Mints are really, really good stuff. Mint chocolate candies. Now you can get them in shake form. So yesterday, my brother's in town from Boston, and we went down to D.C. He's working at the Pentagon, and we met him for brunch. Mm-hmm. I've been to the Wharf in D.C. It's one of my favorite spots in D.C. It really is nice. Went to the Gordon Ramsay Hell's Kitchen restaurant down there. It is a whole different, and I paid for it, and no freebies. It's an entirely different experience from the way they make their food to the way they wait on you and the whole night. It's a beautiful restaurant right there on the Potomac. Yeah. So, if you ever get a chance to get, you went really, and the food was great. All the appetizers, all the sandwiches were all really, really, really good food. A little pricey, as you might imagine, waterfront in D.C.
Chuck, I'm sorry you aren't here in studio because I know that both you and Sean last week were almost orgasmic when one item in the food news was mentioned. So here you go, Sean.
Oh, this Oreo Cakesters.
Go ahead, open it up.
Look at that.
Go ahead, open it up.
Look at that, Oreo Cakesters. He brought the Oreo Cakesters in. Yeah.
Can open it up.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's open.
Give it a try.
Chuck, did you send one to Chuck?
No, I didn't. I should.
They're rather large, like a whoopie pie, almost.
Yeah,
yeah.
They look like an Oreo cookie that has really not been on a diet in 30 years.
It tastes like an Oreo cookie whoopie pie.
Oh, it's good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You like it, Chuck?
It's very lovely. Thank you.
Oh, good.
We'll send you one.
From now, you know.
That's right.
Give a number 10 envelope and just toss it in.
Yeah.
I have another update if you guys want to chew for a minute.
No, go right ahead. Please.
The wreck is now in the outer loop. They've moved south of I-70, but some of the vehicles are still in the right lane. So they've released the traffic that was there at Security Boulevard. But now when you get south of I-70, you'll have to stay to the center and the left. And this is going to attract enough attention. It's going to keep us slow all the way back beyond 795.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it. And you would like these, Chuck, these Oreo cakesters.
I'll get one when I see you.
Okay. Soft bake, by the way.
All right.
Thank you, sir. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Lee. Don't forget, the best of The Morning Drive is available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Rumble page. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Still to come, the Columbia Mall shooting, the 18-year-old there had violated his home detention program. Stop me if you've heard this one before, and had a prior record.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. There are very few things that President Trump has done since returning to the Oval Office that I disagree with. But one that is really bothering me has a spiritual aspect to it that may derail much of what he is trying to accomplish over the next 4 years. And that is the appointment, again, of Paula White as a spiritual advisor. Miss White is not a pastor. She's not a theologian. And she's not a Bible teacher. She's not biblically sound. She's a heretic who has mastered the art of fleecing the uninitiated. And now she has the ear of the most powerful man in the world, who has given her the White House as her pulpit. She'll attempt to influence the president on matters of faith, all while lacking any theological integrity of her own. Mike Huckabee, ambassador to Israel and a true believer, needs to counsel Mr. Trump on this dangerous appointment. And the sooner the better. God will not be mocked. We will reap what we sow. This is Pastor David Lewis in a moment of truth.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It says, these Oreo cakesters, pretty good. Cake meets Oreo. It was love at first bite.
They're good. Enjoy the rest of the box.
I'm going to share it with the rest of the class.
Yes.
I gave you all these calories. 6:52, let's take a phone call here this morning. This is Jeff. Jeff, hang on a sec, because we're coming up on a traffic break, so we will.
I'm here.
I don't want to cut you short here. So.
Yeah, it would have been a 13-second conversation.
Yeah, exactly. I lost track of time. See what you did with the cakesters? You completely messed with my head.
The cakesters do that, do they?
Yeah, they do. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we've got Chucky Schumer upset at billionaires. A little billionaire derangement syndrome. We got our MAG update for you. CPAC highlights. And we got Pam Bondi and Cash Patel unleashed. And now they're being joined by Dan Bongino. Oh, it's going to be a fun ride.
6:53 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, Cakester Johnson with the traffic.
Solid backup. Outer loop coming down from 795. The wreck. I don't know why they didn't get these last vehicles off to this painted out area, but they're still in the right lane. Outer loop south of I-70, so right now it's the center lane and the left-hand lane open, and again, the delays all the way back to 795. 795 southbound, not quite yet backed up to McDonald Road, but eventually it's going to have an impact there. There's a report of an accident coming north on I-95 near the ramp at 216 in Howard County. So far, have not seen any impact there. Go back and see that. In the meantime, on the east side of the city in Baltimore, there's a wreck, Kane Street near the ramp at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather Channel says sunshine abounds today and a mild day today, 57, right now 31, and sunny in Cockeysville. And Jeff McDonald is the president of Patriot Club, and he is in Phoenix and on the line with us here this morning. Sometimes he sits in here on the morning drive. So, Jeff, what's on your mind?
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate the time, and I'm also very excited to guest host on Memorial Day, so we're looking forward to that, and I'm already planning, so a little vision there. So I'm going to do my best this morning, gentlemen, to keep my composure. I recently went to the Baltimore County Executive Budget Meeting in Timonium at Fasig Tipton on the grounds of the fairgrounds. The vast majority of those in attendance were county employees who were groveling for more of our money, ladies and gentlemen, our money. And then the Maryland legislature, think about this. They are focused, with everything going on in Maryland, they are focused on sexualizing, exploiting, and abusing children. And you guys said this is going to start in nursery school?
That's according to I haven't read the entire bill yet, but in any school.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry, any school, nursery school, kindergarten, elementary school, middle school, all the way up through high school.
All right, so let's think about this. You both are grandparents. I'm a grandparent. Ladies and gentlemen, take those little faces in your hands and look at those faces and all the love, time, and effort that we are putting into our youth, only to have the people that are supposed to represent us completely act like pedophiles. And there's no other way to say it, gentlemen. If the Republicans in the Maryland legislature have any intestinal fortitude, one of them will immediately enter a bill that says we put the Ten Commandments, or perhaps the Bill of Rights, in our school, and we can watch the left lose their bloody minds over doing what? Educating our children on what the government can't do to us and a wonderful way to live. I leave you with this real quick. Bruce, you do advertising for the Dutch Market. I go to the Dutch Market in Cockeysville.
Yep.
The Dutch Market reflects the way the great state of Maryland used to be, with families having stalls in markets. And what did those families have? They had their children working in the market so that they could learn life skills to be social and to make something of ourselves or themselves. All our schools are doing is completely destroying children. Go to anywhere, go to a lot of places and give young people cash.
Yeah, let's
even figure out. And
Jeff, thanks so much.
Sure.
And a great rant. Let's really call this for what it is. Anybody with still within their right mind knows that a 5, 6, 7, 8 year old child is not going to be utilizing condoms. It's just not going to happen. Not for their intended use.
No.
Anyway, what this is about is getting the RU486, the abortifacient drug, which comes in pill form, into these vending machines. Now that's what this is about. I don't know. Do you need a prescription for that?
I don't think so.
I have no idea. I thought it was over the counter, I could be mistaken. But that's coming. That is coming, because that is the pagan left sacrament is abortion, and they want it available everywhere. They want the ability for every woman and even young women, as young as 13 years old, to be able to have that access to that pill without their parents' knowledge, I might add. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
All right, 6:59, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you. or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning, or hearing your favorite song, or maybe conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name of Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 or online you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up next, Chuck Schumer's got billionaire derangement syndrome and highlights from Trump's speech at CPAC during our MAGA update. Stay tuned.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In his drive to expel criminal illegal aliens from the country, it would seem that President Trump has a lot of Republican friends in a number of states.
Lawmakers in more than 20 states have filed legislation targeting so-called sanctuary policies that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Some of those states already have sanctuary policies, but they're now proposing to punish mayors, council members, and others who ignore those bans. The state proposals come as Trump's administration also has begun taking legal action against governments with policies inhibiting arrests and deportations of people who were in the United States illegally. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The FBI is getting a new deputy director whose name is familiar to many. President Trump announcing the appointment of Dan Bongino as Director Cash Patel's right-hand man. Mr. Trump taking to Truth Social, proclaiming great news for law enforcement and American justice. The president touts Bongino's academic accomplishments, his history in law enforcement to include the Secret Service, and calls him one of the most successful podcasters in the country. And the president today welcomes Emmanuel Macron to Washington.
The French president is the latest world leader to visit the White House for talks with Donald Trump. How to end the Ukraine war is expected to top the agenda. The president rattled Europe last week by sharply criticizing Ukraine's leader and having U.S. officials meet with Russian officials. Ahead of his visit, Macron said he plans to tell President Trump not to be weak in the face of Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today is the third anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and today, in a show of support for Ukraine, European leaders and the Canadian Prime Minister are visiting Kiev. The Trump administration has been trying to end the war by launching talks with Russia. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 330 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 89. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Right, so the wreck on the Beltway is now completely on the shoulder, but the damage has been done. At one point, all these vehicles had completely blocked the outer loop north of I-70. They now pushed the vehicles down to the area south of I-70. The last of the vehicles and a trooper were in the painted out area on the right side. So we're back on the move again. We are dead stopped all the way back to 795. So it's crawling through there. They're going to be looking at it. It's not going away anytime soon. From that point at 795 down through here, 20 to 25 minutes for the ride through there. It's getting a little bit slower on the bottom end of 795, so watch your speed there as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll kick off the work week with sunshine and also kick off the work week on a warm note as we go up to 57 today. We should be in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low 37. Tuesday, partly sunny. Maybe a stray shower late in the day. High near 60. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 34 degrees. Aberdeen has 29. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore City Police looking for the driver involved in a deadly hit-and-run crash, the 3500 block of Pulaski Highway. A 35-year-old woman was crossing the roadway about 2 o'clock in the morning. She was struck by a vehicle that ran a red light. Victim was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police say the suspect vehicle appeared to be a black F-150 truck. Maryland State Police investigating a Saturday evening homicide in Salisbury. Police called to a home on Parsons Road for a welfare check. When they arrived, they found 57-year-old Roy Walters dead from apparent gunshot wounds. Investigators are now asking the public's help to locate the victim's son, 31-year-old Jabril Walters, who may have information on his father's death. 5 minutes a day, apparently, of light exercise could cut the risk of dementia. A new study from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health found that 35 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity per week was linked to a 41% lower risk of dementia over a 4-year period. The risk continues to drop the more exercise people get. And Howard County Police say an 18-year-old is now charged with first-degree murder in connection with Saturday's deadly double shooting near the mall in Columbia. Emmetson Zia is being held without bail after shooting that claimed the life of a 16-year-old and left a 15-year-old in critical condition. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 303. Your pick 4, 8620. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Phil's yesterday from Clearwater, Florida. Birds keeping an eye on third base prospect Kobe Mayo, and Mayo giving him something to see.
It's that one sharply towards short, past the diving Edmundo Sosa, and two runs will score. And Mayo has a two-run single, and the Orioles take a 2-0 lead here in the first.
On their way to a 7-3 win, calling NBC Sports Philadelphia, part of a 10-hit attack. Mayo was the DH yesterday, and former Philly Vimeil Machin was at third, 3-for-3, a homer, and two runs batted in. And a note on today's game against the Braves, heavy rains expected in Sarasota early afternoon. The game originally scheduled to start at 1:05 has been moved back to 4:05. Ravens have been mum on Justin Tucker since releasing a statement when the allegations first came out. But that will change tomorrow. Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh scheduled to hold press conferences when the NFL scouting combine commences in Indianapolis. And a big college lacrosse tilt yesterday at Homewood Field. Dominic Petromala scored a game-high 6 goals, and former Hopkins head coach and his dad, Dave Petromala, molded a defense that did just enough to lift number 9 North Carolina to a 13-12 upset over number 3 Johns Hopkins. The elder Petromala headed up Hopkins lacrosse for 20 years and guided his alma mater to NCAA championships in 2005 and 2007. Coming up at 7:35, do you believe in miracles? And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com.
Lorian Makes Assisted Living makes sense.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So RU486 is prescription only at this point. Right. At this point. But you can get it on eBay somehow. I guess somebody else has already had it prescribed and they're reselling it. I wonder how that's leaving. In any event, we're at hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Doge making some more cuts. We got Pam Bondi, Cash Patel unleashed. But the big story here is Chuck Q. Schumer has some billionaire derangements in
there. He certainly does. Chuck Schumer gave a speech, folks. This past Friday. He gave a speech. The speech lasted 10 minutes and change. In the speech, you heard one phrase about 15 or 16 times. I mean, I lost track as I was doing the edit, putting this together. But this is what you heard for roughly 10 minutes.
Billionaire buddies. Billionaire buddies. Billionaire buddies at billionaire buddies. 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 Billionaire buddies.
You have a one-track mind.
Donald Trump's billionaire buddies.
Yeah, Donald Trump's billionaire buddies. Over and over and over again. This is pretty clearly an attempt to characterize Doge, which is what he was talking about, as a way of Donald Trump rewarding his, quote, billionaire buddies. So I guess the rest of us don't benefit from a leaner and meaner government intended to actually accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish with fewer employees. I guess that's the logic there, that only billionaires will actually benefit from this, despite the fact that, look, we've had these kinds of layoffs at the federal level before. Without this kind of drama being associated with it, I think it was Bill Clinton who laid off around 377,000 federal workers during the time that he was in office. 377,000. Now, we're not there yet with Doge. Nowhere near yet with Doge. We'll get there, and more, I suspect. But this is not unusual. In public, perhaps, we don't see it as often. In private industry, man, we see it all the time. You have a company get purchased. They're having troubles. They get purchased by another company. The other company comes in and says, guess what? All your jobs are safe. And then the next day, they start laying people off. Because that's the way of the world. That they're going to look for more efficiencies. It's creative destruction. In essence, is what it is. That the whole phenomenon is creative destruction. And we're now seeing it at the federal level. We're seeing actual business practices being applied to the fat departments in Washington, D.C. Are there people who should not be laid off, who will be laid off? Certainly. But again, Elon Musk said, Sean, at the very beginning of this, I will make mistakes. Mistakes will be made, and we will rectify them as quickly as possible. It's not a surprise the mistakes you made. But what would you like? Would you like a slow and deliberate, maybe over the next 10-year period, slow reduction in force where we continue to dig ourselves deeper and deeper into debt? Remember, that's what's driving this. We're out of money. We are out of money. And the other thing we're out of, apparently, is vocabulary. Because after the billionaire buddies for 13, 14 times in 10 minutes, Chuck Schumer said this.
We'll expose Republican attempts to cut health care so they can help their billionaire budgies.
Billionaire budgies.
Billionaire budgies.
They're budgies. Budgies. Australian lovebirds.
Yeah, they're budgies. Billionaire budgies. That's what they are. Thank you, Chuck, for that.
He hasn't been the same since the Corona and the avocado.
I know.
Has not been the same.
Barack Obama, I have a phone and a pen. Chuck Schumer,
Corona,
I have a beer and a beer and avocado.
Beer and avocado.
7:13 right now. Hey, by the way, this is so inspiring. Chuck Whitaker has posted an inspirational saying on social media by Billy Graham. A golf course is an island of peace in a world often full of confusion and turmoil. Chuck, I thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I return to you. A golf phrase.
Except when you're dodging gators in Florida.
Yes. A golf phrase once uttered by Mark Twain. Golf is a good walk spoiled.
It's true. It's true.
Traffic and weather.
Tell you what, it's like a sanctuary when you've been used to all this all day with all this stuff. You see, we are within our world.
Oh, yeah, in our world.
You get out there and it's quiet and it's nice. A few curse words every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe every other.
It's closer.
Let's be real. But either way, it beats whatever else is going on. You know what I'm saying?
You got it.
The outer loop accident is still there, right shoulder, just south of the bridge at I-70. They're looking at it, and even the inner loop is looking at it coming up from Route 40. It's way off to the side, but it never recovered. At one point, the Beltway was completely stopped on the outer loop north of I-70. So these vehicles and the troopers still there off to the right side. The backup is solid, and I'm just going to change the camera here and look, and it's pretty much dead stop right here at 795. It's going to back up almost back to Reisterstown Road, 795. You'll be slow as well trying to get on to the outer loop. 895 is backed up almost back to the Urban Avenue ramp, 20 minutes from there through the tunnel. 95, not bad, but busy after O'Donnell Street. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunshine abounds and temperatures moderate. 57 today, 37 tonight. Right now it is clear and 31 in Forest Hill. And time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yeah, when he was at CPAC on Saturday delivering his address, and yes, he ended with the Trump dance. It was incredible. The president kind of revealed what really ticked him off, the reason why he decided, besides being shot at, why he really wanted to run again. Because this is a guy that won in 2016. I think he won in 2020. What really made him angry about why he wanted to run again?
Over the past few weeks, we've begun the largest deportation operation in American history, larger even than that of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, a very moderate man, but he was very strong in that. He didn't like people running into our country and taking over our country. I'll tell you, I had 4 years. I don't know if you had this. I couldn't stand it. Don't get angry. Donald, don't get angry, please. I couldn't stand it. Watching these people come in from jails and mental institutions and the worst criminals in the street, gang members being dropped off in buses and bussed into our country. I couldn't stand it. So I said, I'm going to run for president again. And now we don't have that problem. Now we don't have that problem anymore.
Now they had, about 100 crossings last week or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Down from tens of thousands. It's just amazing what can be done. He also went on to say he has really had his fill of Volodymyr Zelensky, who they've been at a war of words back and forth. But on the Brian Kilmeade show the other day, he said he's pretty much had it with Zelensky.
One other thing, I just before we leave, I think you should do this. For my safety and security and for the good of our nation, you should do it anyway, regardless, even if it costs 10 times more, but it actually costs you just a tiny fraction. If you went to paper ballots and you're voting, and I would hope that every Republican would, so it costs exactly 8% of what the machines cost. These machines, they got something going. They get business. It's amazing. So paper ballots, and paper is very sophisticated today. It's called watermark. It's impossible to copy, impossible to cheat. It's actually hard to believe that a piece of paper is highly sophisticated, but it's watermark, and it's very it's amazing actually when you see it. You can't cheat. But if you went to paper ballots and same day voting, and if you went to voter ID. And also, one other thing, you want a proof of citizenship. Those four things, proof of citizenship, voter ID, paper ballots, one-day voting.
Yeah, that was my bad. That was to the governors that were gathered the other night in that exchange with the governor of Maine that we'll have for you next hour. But that's he's basically changes the election laws of your states. Go to paper ballots. Go to voter ID. Go to proof of citizenship. That's how we clean up our election process. Now, this is the cut from Kilmeade where he's had enough with Zelensky.
So I've been watching for years, and I've been watching him negotiate with no cards. He has no cards. And you get sick of it. You just get sick of it. And I've had it.
Yeah, he's had it with Zelensky. Mm-hmm. Zelensky's now saying, I'll step down if you make Ukraine a member of NATO. It's not happening, folks. He's lost all leverage. Zelensky has lost all leverage here in these negotiations. Meanwhile, one of the stars of CPAC over the weekend, the woman who booted out Liz Cheney, Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman.
I bring you greetings from the great state of Wyoming, home of an abundance of affordable and reliable energy, wildlife galore, wide open spaces, gorgeous rivers and streams, magnificent mountains, beautiful blue skies, and not one Liz Cheney anywhere to be found.
By the way, the straw poll, which is CPAC is known for each and every year, top two vote recipients, J.D. Vance, 61%.
This is for 28.
For 28.
For, yeah.
61%, and Steve Bannon, number two, had 12%, so 73% were MAGA.
Yeah.
That's now what the Republican Party has. Mm-hmm. Everybody else was in single digits. Way down the... and I don't even think people like Glenn Youngkin didn't even register. So I don't think... I don't know if his name was included or not, but just incredible. And by the way, the largest mass firing ever in since 1977 is coming to the CIA.
Really?
Yes. Keep an eye on that. Trump has endorsed Byron Donalds for governor of Florida in 2026, much to the chagrin of Casey DeSantis, who has her eyes on her husband's seat in the near future. Good stuff. All right, we are day 33 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Keep listening. Your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Maryland Spring Home Garden and Craft Show coming up within minutes right here on The Morning Drive.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Whoa, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messathorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25.
Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
We're heading towards Annapolis. The morning backup now right here, I-97 southbound after the merge at Route 32. So that's picked up just a bit through that area down to the bridge at 178. Still in very good shape on 50. Most of the traffic early in the morning is westbound coming off the Bay Bridge through Sandy Point. Still clear at Vinci Highway and the Severn River Bridge, and then over to the ramps at I-97. The Beltway continues to crawl. We had the wreck almost an hour ago now on the outer loop before I-70, and at one point everything was stopped. The remaining vehicles and the trooper on the shoulder on the outer loop before the bridge at Crosby Road. The backup to 795 continues through there, and we're slow. We're moving, but we're slow on the approach to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Restate Gun Range has you covered, from wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com to book today. Restate Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a nice, mild day today. Sunny and 57 right now. In Glen Burnie, clear. Sunny skies, 32 degrees. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
All right. One of the usual suspects has once again sent something that's both offensive and outrageous at the same time. Ilhan Omar, she of the "I married my brother to get him into the country," said that apparently you have people in this country who are so stupid, it's not even worth her time to talk with them.
These people are just idiots. I'm at the point where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people, because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing.
You're one to talk, you bloodless, money-grubbing freak.
So, yes. Well, that's my intellectual response to that. Who's she talking about? Any MAGA voter and any MAGA legislator. She hates the very idea she has to be forced to sit in a Congress where the people with whom she disagrees. Because, after all, if they disagree with her, they must, by definition, be stupid. You following her logic here? And then she also has a big problem where they dare to open their mouths and say something. Yes, Ilhan Omar really doesn't like the First Amendment very much.
And the fact that these people are allowed to say just the most ridiculous things tells you that the dumbing of the United States has arrived, because how else do we get a Trump presidency again?
So there you go, folks. Ilhan Omar showing her true roots, somebody who thinks anybody who opposes her is stupid, and of course they should not be allowed to speak out loud. Wow. That is what the Democrat Party has become, folks. If this is you, then you are not a Democrat in the traditional sense of the word. You're a full-blown socialist verging on communism. Now, this is a fascinating series of comments here from Jordan Peterson. Very, very bright guy, Sean. And he's commenting on people who've now decided they're smarter than Elon Musk, and so they're going to tell Elon Musk how to run his business.
Second-guessing Elon Musk is a fool's game. He doesn't know what he's doing. It's like, how many rockets have you sent to Mars? Well, seriously, you know, people are so presumptuous. You know, if he'd only done one impossible thing, you'd think, you could excuse that because you're so embarrassed to not be him. And you could excuse that and say, well, it's government subsidies or it was handed to him, which is all complete bloody rubbish.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, he did it because he thinks in a manner which we don't. Think about it. One of his first companies, the Boring Company, which basically he said, you know, we've got to be able to dig a tunnel better than we're currently digging tunnels. So he simply developed a new way of digging tunnels because his brain works in that particular fashion. Peterson says that, you know, you throw all the money in the world at other people, and what you end up with is a lesser product.
You can hand government subsidies to a fool forever, and all that'll happen is you'll get 1,600 feet of high-speed rail built in California in 20 years for $12 billion. You know, and so That happened, right? That happened.
Yes, that happened.
Yeah, Gavin.
That happened. And finally, this from Peterson. He reminds folks again at the end of this conversation, again, second-guessing Elon Musk is a fool's errand.
Musk has done like 5 impossible things, and so 5 is a lot. Like, 1 is a lot, but 5, that's really a lot. And so second-guessing him, it's like, why did he spend $40 billion on Twitter? It's like, because he knows things you don't. Like, many things. Books full of things.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jordan Peterson.
AOC, not so much.
No, not so much.
729, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And we'll tell you about it's Heart Month here in February. And that it means you got to take better care of your heart. And if you already have heart issues, you know that you have to maintain your heart health. And if you don't want to have heart issues, then you have to keep your heart healthy. And one of the ways to do that is with omega-3 essential fatty acids, a.k.a. they call it fish oil. But these are the essential fatty acids that your body needs. We don't eat enough of them in our diet. We have to supplement. And the best supplement out there on the market today, the most powerful, pure, potent omega-3s at Rescue Natural Supplements. A whole line, 7 different variations. You got large gel capsules, soft gel capsules. You've got liquids. You have concentrated gel capsules, concentrated liquids. You know, some lemon flavored, orange flavored. And of course, I take the 2500 TG, which is the smaller gel capsule because my wife likes the smaller one. So, again, everyone should be on an omega-3. Right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code OMEGA50 and call 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can order online, res-q.com. 7:30, latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Howard County Police say an 18-year-old is now charged with first-degree murder in connection with Saturday's deadly double shooting near the mall in Columbia. Confused about exactly how to say his last name, folks, so I'll spell it for you. Emmetson Z, or Zia. Is his last name, Z-E-A-H. He's being held without bail after the shooting that claimed the life of a 16-year-old and left a 15-year-old in critical condition. Michael Robertson was killed in the parking lot and bus loop area outside Lytle on the Little Patuxent Parkway. In addition, police have charged Zia with attempted first-degree murder and a Feb-14 non-contact shooting in Twin Rivers Road in Columbia. 3 people dead, a 4th injured following a weekend shooting in Baltimore City. Saturday evening, the victim of a shooting in the 4400 block of Eastern Avenue pronounced dead at the scene. Shortly after midnight Sunday, a man died at a hospital after he was shot in the head, and there was in the 600 block of Poplar. On a Sunday evening, one of the victims of a double shooting in the 3600 block of Potee Street died. 28-year-old survivor remains hospitalized in critical condition. 29-year-old man injured after a weekend shooting. This is in Baltimore County. Police responded to the 4800 block of Benson Avenue at around 2:30 Saturday morning. They found the victim with what appeared to be non-life-threatening injuries. Detectives have not released any information on a possible suspect or motive, but anyone with information is asked to please call the police. 5 people have been arrested in connection with several illegal car rallies in Baltimore City, Baltimore, and Prince George's counties. The Maryland Car Rally Task Force made the arrests on Saturday. 3 men from Walkersville charged with unlawful taking of a motor vehicle and obstruction, and a New York man is charged with DUI after 15 different traffic citations. Police say a 20-year-old Joseph Houck of Hagerstown has been charged with first-degree assault on a trooper, unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, theft over $25,000, theft under $100,000, and obstruction. 7:32, coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 303. Pick 4, 8620. And now at 733, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the Beltway is still there with the trooper and everybody else on the right side. They're in the painted out area on the right shoulder on the outer loop. They're south of I-70 and before the bridge at Crosby Road. So, of course, they get right there and they're looking at it and they're slowing. We're still backed up. And at one point early this morning, the Beltway was blocked for about 10, 15 minutes on the outer loop. We're moving traffic again, but we still get the impact all the way back towards 795. The inner loop coming up above Route 40 West, they can see it. They're looking at it, so we're slow right there at exit 15 on the inner loop. Both the tunnels are busy southbound with the lanes open. Have a quick check on the JFX, and you're fine from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll kick off the work week with sunshine and also kick off the work week on a warm note as we go up to 57 today. We should be in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low 37. Tuesday, partly sunny, maybe a stray shower late in the day, high near 60. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the left-hander Cade Povich made his case yesterday, starting for the Birds against Philadelphia in Clearwater. First two innings pitched, 6 of 7 retired for Povich. Meanwhile, Vimiel Machin got the nod at third yesterday for the Birds as they took on the Phillies, and Machin delivered.
That one's looped out toward left center, and it's going to result in a run. The inning could have been over, but Machin picks up his second RBI of the day, and it's 4-1 Orioles.
On their way to a 7-3 win, that call courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia, Machin will not make the opening day roster. Sam Bisaccia won't either. He started behind the plate, went 1-for-3 in 5 innings of work. A side note, closer Felix Bautista threw his first live bullpen session yesterday in Sarasota, a strong sign that he's on target for Grapefruit League work in the coming weeks. The Orioles will be careful with him. And a sad note from Orioles baseball yesterday, knuckleballer Eddie Fisher, the right-hander whose 15-year Major League career included a World Series title with the Orioles, has passed away. Fisher was traded to the Orioles for middle infielder Jerry Adair in 1966, pitched in 44 games that year, 14 saves. Eddie Fisher was 88 years old. Caps took the ice yesterday, and they let the good times roll in D.C.
Jacob Chychrun. Chychrun waits, Ovechkin fires, score!
Call on TNT, one of three on the day for Ovi, 882 now for the career. 13 more and Ovi makes history. And, of course, the Caps defeat the Oilers yesterday. Local college basketball game of the weekend was in Catonsville. Marcus Banks drills 9 three-pointers and scored 17 straight points in the first half, bringing UMBC back from a 13-point deficit. They beat NJIT 95-91. Banks finishes with 35, and he breaks UMBC's all-time single-season record with 93 three-pointers. College lacrosse, big win for Maryland. Its second top five win of the year, handily taking care of Princeton 13-9. The final, Zach Whittier at a Georgetown prep led the way with 2 goals, 1 assist. Elsewhere, UMBC took care of them out, 12-6. Senior midfielder Jordan Galloway out of DeMatha, a game-high 4 goals. Connor Chick out of South River with 3. Rutgers beat Loyola 10-5 despite a career-high 19 saves for St. Paul's grad Max Watkinson. Towson beaten at home by St. Joe's 11-6. Tigers are now 0-4. They play at UMBC on Friday night. The time now is 7:37 when we return the greatest moment in the history of U.S. sports.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Okay, Four Nations hockey excitement, no doubt about
yes.
it. Great. I mean,
yep.
Canada.
Like $9 million for that second game.
Yep, and kudos to Canada for coming back and winning that game. I mean, you got to give it to them. But Saturday, February 22nd, this past Saturday, was the 45th anniversary of the greatest moment in U.S. hockey history and perhaps U.S. sports history. Here's a snip. Every time I hear, "Do you believe in miracles?" to this day, it sends a shiver down my spine.
Yeah, it's Al Michaels with the call.
4-3, U.S. over the Soviets.
And that wasn't the gold medal game.
That was the semifinal game, basically.
Right? They had to go on and beat Finland in the gold medal game.
Right.
But it is, you know, I remember exactly where I was during that game, and it just watched the whole thing, and it just was amazing. And you had a bunch of amateur college hockey players that took on the big red Soviet machine. And they were stunned. The Soviets did, because they had never trailed before. I would highly recommend the movie Miracle, starring
I was just about to say that.
That is the best, I think, encapsulation of the entire event.
And it's actually one of the greatest sports movies of all time. And the other thing was, you know, that game was tape delayed.
Yes.
It was played at 5 o'clock Eastern on that day, and ABC wanted to actually cover it live at 5 p.m., but the Soviets said no, because it would have aired, if it had done it live, it would have aired at 4 a.m. Soviet time, and they didn't want that.
Right.
So they wanted it at 7 a.m. Soviet time so people can wake up, get their coffee, and watch it.
Right.
ABC aired it later, and of course the result was the result.
Yeah, just an incredible moment.
You say one of the best sports movies ever?
Yeah, I think so.
Better than Bad News Bears?
Well, okay, now that's a good point, Bruce, And Bad News Bears, too, for that matter.
Yeah, right. I really
sure those. Speaking of that, by the way, some of the things they said in that Bad News Bears movie, I mean, you couldn't, they wouldn't.
No.
You can't do that today.
No, not anymore. All right, Gary, thanks for the memories. Appreciate that. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. What a team Donald Trump is assembling at Justice. You start with the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, and she has the Jeffrey Epstein list.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed, because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh my gosh?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we'll check back with you.
No, not yet. I think she's going to want to make sure that she got her I's dotted, T's crossed on that. Then, of course, a message to Democrat governors like Pritzker, like Newsom, like Healey of Massachusetts, and maybe even Wes Moore of Maryland.
So when they say they're tough and they have grit, really, they're protecting illegal aliens over American citizens. Not going to happen under Donald Trump's administration. We will find illegal aliens, and we will deport them in Illinois, in New York, and in other states, and you better comply with federal law or you're going to be next. We've spoken loud and clear. We are sick and tired of Americans being murdered and these states protecting illegal aliens.
Yeah, you're here. There's the message. She's also launched a fraud investigation into United Healthcare. That's the same insurance company whose CEO was assassinated. All right. So now there's an investigation into United Healthcare. The Democrats are really beside themselves over Kash Patel.
Judiciary Committee, what crimes it was that he was concerned about that caused him to plead the fifth. Kash Patel, mark my words, will cause evil in this building behind us, and Republicans who vote for him will rue that day.
That's Sheldon Whitehouse, and then there's Shifty Schiff.
This is someone we cannot trust. This is someone who lacks the character to do this job, someone who lacks the integrity to do this job. We know that. Our Republican colleagues know that. The only qualification Kash Patel has to be FBI director is that when everyone else in the first Trump administration said, no, I won't do that, that crosses moral, ethical, and legal lines, Kash Patel said, sign me up. in the first Trump administration, as we are seeing in the second, you rise to the level of your sycophancy, and no one is a bigger or more dangerous sycophant than Kash Patel. This political hack does not deserve to be in this building. He can't do the job. He won't protect the public. He will misuse the resources of the Bureau. He will weaponize it against the president's political opponents rather than the protecting the safety, the public safety of the American people. We will vote no. Our Republican colleagues, intimidated by this president and threats of primary challenges from MAGA world, may vote to confirm him. But as my colleagues have said, they will have to live with that vote, be accountable for that vote, and be accountable for all the destruction that Patel does to this premier law enforcement agency. Us Democratic members of this Judiciary Committee stand shoulder to shoulder with the professionals in the FBI.
So in a minute, we're going to hear why he's so worried, why Shifty Schiff is so concerned.
It's hard to take Schiff's comments on integrity very seriously. I'm sorry. 7:43 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Hey, by the way, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. First, though, Chuck Whitaker.
I always thought he stood other ways, but
yeah,
another story.
Yes.
We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Here we go again. Another wreck on the Beltway, inner loop, right at Wilkins Avenue. The two left-hand lanes are blocked, and the back up there is going to go back and then impact the ramps at I-95. So very quickly there, if you're coming up from Southwestern Boulevard, you want to make sure you're in the center and the right-hand lane. The outer loop says, oh, what's that over there? So let's take a look at it. So now we're backed up coming down the hill from Frederick Road. We have the other backup with the wreck that was on the shoulder on the outer loop south of I-70. So basically now, 795 all the way down to 95 is where that backup is on the west side. That'll be 35 or 40 minutes trying to get through there. And a new wreck, if you're coming up from Essex, there's an accident crowding the left-hand lane on 702 northbound right before you get to the Beltway. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving today by checking your battery, your belt, your hoses, antifreeze. Get it all done. Make sure you're ready for the end of winter. Get it done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, by the way, do need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment coming up now. So give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show coming up here this morning. Sunshine today, 57 tonight, down to 37. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a shower possible in the afternoon and highs near 60. Right now, it is sunny and clear and 32 in Laurel. Spring's coming early with your chance to win tickets to the Maryland Home Garden and Craft Show presented by Maryland Heating and Air. It's happening March 1st through the 2nd, and again 7th through the 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. Get ready to shop, compare, and save with over 450 trusted home experts. They have everything from kitchens and baths to flooring and more. Meet HGTV stars Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from Unsellable Houses and Chris Lambden from Going Yard. Don't miss out on this exciting event. The Maryland Home, Garden, and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air, where inspiration grows. And we have a four-pack of tickets for you. And just a second, Tim is going to join us from Crownsville. All right, Chuck, what do you got?
They just moved everybody to the left shoulder on the inner loop at Wilkins, so all the lanes are open, but you might want to stay away out of the left-hand lane. First responders are right there next to the white line. Go ahead.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Tim in Crownsville is with us, our contestant. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
It is our pleasure. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Can I follow Kristen?
You may follow Kristen, yes, indeed, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Right. Any reason why you don't want to be anywhere near Chuck?
I'll keep that to myself.
Okay. All right.
Good idea.
That's good. Good idea.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't follow me either.
He's got, all sorts of squads roaming around the state right now. Story one. Washington State lawmakers have introduced a new bill in an effort to remove the first president of the United States, George Washington, from their state's name.
Democrats are reportedly working to pass the bill in hopes of designing and making a new name for the state, which better reflects the diversity and values of all Washingtonians. Right now, their two leading suggestions are Cascadia and Evergreen. Those are the two state names. Story two. A cannibal in Connecticut has been granted conditional release from a psychiatric hospital after brutally killing a man with an axe, eating one of his eyeballs, and part of his brain.
Kept an eye out for him.
Yeah. So, but according to the story, he's now out. And story three. The governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, says he now wants to replace the term mother with inseminated person in state law. Mother will now be referred to as inseminated person in the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. All right, story one. The Democrats want to rename their state in Washington and get rid of George Washington, the founding father. Story two, cannibal who killed a man with an axe and ate his eyeball and brain has been granted a release in Connecticut. And story three, the governor of Wisconsin wants to rename mothers inseminated persons. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, once again, they're certainly all probable in this world. So I'm going to go with number one. The least crazy one is probably the fake one, I think.
All right, Kristen goes for story one. Tim in Crownsville?
Well, I'll tell you, I hope number two is number two sounds awful sick, so I hope number two is fake news. I'll go with number two.
Tim goes for number two. Bruce?
The inseminated person story, I suspect that's true. Idiotic, but true. The cannibal story, yeah, actually, I think that's true, having grown up in Wisconsin.
Would you have him over for dinner?
No, probably not. But Ed Gein, who was a serial murderer in Wisconsin, used to do that stuff. So I think it's within the realm of possibility. And I understand there was a third possibility for the new naming of the state of Washington, the state of confusion. But I think that's fake news.
All right. That's another vote for story one. Chuck?
The other guy was a real cut-up, but that's another story.
Yes.
I'll go for one, please.
You used to make lampshades out of people's skin.
Chuck also goes for one. Nobody votes for story number three. That is inseminated person. Yeah, that's a true story out there in Washington. Tim was the only one to vote for story number two, the cannibal who killed a man, ate his brain and eyeball, and is now out in Connecticut. Yeah, I mean, it is Connecticut, after all.
Yeah.
That is a true story. Sorry, Tim.
Unbelievable.
Yep, thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. Story one is, no, they just want to remove Washington from the state flag, not rename the whole state.
Now, you have a little background on the story number two. He was only sentenced to 60 years in prison. This is for murdering somebody and cannibalism. 60 years. He got out in 10.
Yeah.
It's just... what the hell?
Yeah, that's a good. That's where we are today in our society. The criminal injustice system, as they say. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 7:50, 10 before the hour. And you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hi, I'm Vinny Theo, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. It's true. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or I'll pay you the difference. Call or text me today, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnyStheo.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, coming up next hour. Well, the CCP is at it again, folks. Wow. Guess what's coming out of Wuhan? Yeah, you got it. There's another one, they say. Trump and the governor of Maine lively little exchange conversation this past week, and Riley Gaines takes on a real idiot when it comes to sports, and more on DEI and CRT, all that that I had right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's amazing to think the kinds of things that actually happened in the news today that we would have thought would have been absolute mockery of the news. And it would have been a Saturday Night Live bit a handful of years ago, but now it's just the news. And we haven't even touched on Ukraine so far this morning. We'll try to get to that for you as well coming up right here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. 7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person man thing, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the new wreck on the Beltway, inner loop at Wilkins. Have everybody now into the median, but again, the state police are there. They're very close to the white line right there in the left-hand lane. So if you're coming up from 95, which is impacted because of the wreck on the Beltway, 95 is backed up there coming onto the Beltway, and the 95 northbound may back up as far back as Washington Boulevard. But at least we're on the move once again for the traffic up through that area. And then, of course, we've been looking at delays from the earlier accident, which was on the outer loop just south of the ramp at I-70. There's a new wreck now reported on Liberty Road in the area of Offutt Road and Pikeswood Drive out on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunshine today, mild and 57 right now, 33 in the city under sunny skies here on the Morning Drive. Let's go to Tom in Cockeysville.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
On Saturday night, they had on CBS the NAACP Awards, which is fine. If I choose to watch, I'll watch. If I don't choose to watch, I don't have to watch. But what I find that they're doing now with all these kind of special shows and a lot of these woke shows and things, they're commandeering all of these other networks. So if you went through the guide, you saw whether it's MTV or Smithsonian or Nick at Night or whatever, about 20 channels that they put it on and sort of forcing people, you know, to watch these things and do these things. So the networks just don't get, like the news media, that you know, we don't necessarily want to be subject to this stuff, but they know their ratings are poor, and they're forcing it and doing it, and this is why people are dropping cable and dropping all these things and looking for the alternative media, because they just don't get it. And you know, I want to watch TV and be entertained. I don't want to be forced to have to watch these woke programs. And not that there's anything wrong with the NAACP awards, but you know, there's all these things that they force on us, and it's just becoming sickening.
Well, Tom, I think actually all the stations you mentioned are all owned by one ownership. And that's what happens.
It may be Viacom.
I think they own
CBS.
Them all.
So my guess is because it's Black History Month, that's the reason why they put the NAACP awards on all the channels. I'm guessing now.
They also do it with a lot of these other shows and things. And
well, the SAG like awards were on last night. I don't watch them, but were they on all the channels?
I don't know. Yeah. I voted, but I don't know.
Yeah. But
but you know, we want to watch the alternative channels, and we're sort of forced.
There's
like in the days when we were kids, you know. The president came on.
There was only three channels back then, or four, whatever it was. Today there's like 1,000. It's incredible. There's another.
We have the other channels.
Right. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. And let's go to Mike in Bel Air.
Morning, Mike.
Hey guys, how you doing this morning?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Just let you know, we had the opportunity to go see Jeff Dunham over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And,
how was he?
I'll tell you what, absolutely fantastic. And I'll tell you what, the woke was gone.
Yeah, good.
He touched everybody.
he's good. He's funny.
Yeah, he was absolutely hilarious. Different show, because we've seen him in the past. But, it was so refreshing to see comedy really back. I mean, not like this late night TV garbage, but yep. I mean true comedy.
Well, look, that's why Gutfeld is killing it on Fox, because he's anti woke. He's, you know, again, they just did a big piece on him in Variety, I think, magazine.
Yep.
And the fact that you know, I remember when he used to do Red Eye, show, and that was like the precursor to what he does now. But he is absolutely killing it over the rest of these woke, liberal, politically correct late night talk shows.
Well, he has his solid niche, because he's the only conservative voice out there.
Yeah.
So you have everybody else is doing, you know, liberal. I hate Donald Trump. You know, Doge is bad. I mean, all the stuff. And you have Gutfeld.
It was hilarious when he started. He just came out by himself before he got any of his puppets out or anything like that. And he talked. He really wasn't talking politics, but he was talking politics, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he's... it sounds like he was coding it, you know? It's like you knew what he was doing. He's a funny guy. Right. But, Mike, listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate
Mike,
that.
Thanks for the call, man.
Sharing your experience.
Of course, something that has been in the news on almost an hourly basis in the last month or so is what Elon Musk is doing. And it has led to this. Entire thing for you on Bruce's Brand on Facebook. It's brilliant. It really is. Doge, as opposed to Vogue, and they have some great footage. Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, and for years they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication, and now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, 410-876-9404. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Today marks the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and today, in a show of support for Ukraine, European leaders and the Canadian Prime Minister have arrived in Kiev.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were among the visitors greeted at a train station in the capital by Ukrainian officials. In a post on social media, von der Leyen wrote that Europe was in Kiev because Ukraine is in Europe. The guests also include European Council President Antonio Costa, as well as the Prime Ministers of Northern European countries and Spain. They are set to attend events dedicated to the anniversary amid a recent US policy shift under President Donald Trump. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Ukrainian President Zelensky offers to step down if the war ends and his country is cleared to join NATO, but NATO membership for Ukraine has been a non-starter for the Russians right next door. Ukraine will top the agenda today when French President Macron visits the White House for talks with President Trump. And in the words of the president, what an incredible job Dan will do. Dan Bongino, named FBI Deputy Director. The president lauds Bongino for his time with the NYPD and his work as a Secret Service agent. Mr. Trump describes Bongino as one of the most successful podcasters in the country, something he is willing to and prepared to give up in order to serve. The firings are underway at USAID as the Trump administration pursues a crackdown on what it has identified as wasteful and fraudulent government spending. Another element of the crackdown is a deadline imposed on federal workers. DOGE Chief Elon Musk ordering them to list their accomplishments over the past week or face the possibility of being let go. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 299 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 73 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good Monday morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The new wreck in Randallstown, Liberty Road at Offutt Road, had some road blockage there. The accident that was on 702 northbound coming up to the Beltway is now off to the side. Really no impact there. The wreck on the Beltway, the new wreck, was on the inner loop at Wilkins Avenue. They're in the median. They're off the roadway. The backup is eased a little bit, but still slow. And even the 95 ramps coming onto the Beltway and eventually up towards Wilkins Avenue, you'll have an impact there. The outer loop is looking at it. And with that, delays from Frederick Road all the way back to 795. The interloop is slow at Green Spring. There is slowing on the Parkville side at Hartford Road. Both the tunnels with delays again this morning, now beginning south around Eastern Avenue back towards Pulaski Highway on 895. And 95 is slow southbound at Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll kick off the work week with sunshine and also kick off the work week on a warm note as we go up to 57 today. We should be in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low 37. Tuesday, partly sunny. Maybe a stray shower late in the day. High near 60. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're looking at temperatures that are moderate to cool. They're a little bit warmer than they have in the last couple of days, and we're headed toward a pretty pleasant day today by the time things are all said and done. Right now, you have 29 degrees in Aberdeen, 36 downtown Baltimore. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore City Police are looking for a driver involved in a deadly hit-and-run crash in the 3500 block of Pulaski Highway. A 35-year-old woman was crossing the roadway at around 2 a.m. when she was struck by a vehicle that ran a red light. The victim was taken to a hospital. She was pronounced dead. Police said the suspect vehicle appeared to be a black Ford F-150 truck. Maryland State Police are investigating a Saturday evening homicide in Salisbury. Police called to a home on Parsons Road for a welfare check. When they arrived, they found 57-year-old Roy Walters dead from apparent gunshot wounds. Investigators now asking for the public's help to try to locate the son of the victim, 31-year-old Jabril Walters, who may have information on his father's death. Howard County Police say an 18-year-old is charged with first-degree murder in connection with a Saturday's deadly double shooting near the mall in Columbia. Emmetson Zia, or Z-E-A-H, is being held without bail after the shooting that claimed the life of a 16-year-old and left a 15-year-old in critical condition. And three people dead, a fourth injured, following weekend shootings in Baltimore City. On Saturday evening, the victim of a shooting in the 4400 block of Eastern Avenue pronounced dead at the scene. Shortly after midnight Sunday, a man died at a hospital after he was shot in the head. That happened in the 1600 block of Poplar Grove. And on Sunday evening, one of the victims of a double shooting in the 3600 block of Poteet Street died. The 28-year-old survivor of that incident remains hospitalized in critical condition. It's 8:06. Next, Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. 877-266-1120 or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles and Braves this afternoon from Sarasota. Dean Kramer will make his spring training debut at 4:05. Game moved back 3 hours because of some bad weather moving into Sarasota early afternoon. Here's manager Brandon Hyde on Kramer and what he hopes for in 2025.
I thought Dean Kramer took a huge step last year, huge step forward, adding the split finger, really being a solid major league starter. Can see him improve even more than that.
Yesterday, Birds beat the Phils 7-3. Kate Povich pitched two scoreless to start it off. Cubby Mayo, a two-run single. A sidebar on that game, outfielder Colton Cowser was hit by two pitches yesterday, one in the thigh in the first inning, another one off his arm later in the game. And what? No Jimmy Seafood at Camden Yards this season? Apparently not. The popular Dundalk Seafood restaurant will not return to Camden Yards in 2025, according to an Orioles team spokesman. Jimmy's opened at Camden Yards in 2022. It's unclear what will be replacing Jimmy's at Oriole Park. The ball club has not yet announced its new offerings at the yard this season. However, there is a value menu with items at $4 and $5 this year. Coming up at 8:35, Maryland football coaches getting paid. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM, and Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. And coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at 18-year-old Columbia double shooter violated home detention just one day prior to going out. Just amazing. You shake your head on this one. Also, we're going to take a look at Trump and the governor of Maine got into it at the governor's meeting the other day.
But fun stuff.
Top story here today is there's this mysterious new website, and it's no more with an E, MOORE.org.
Oh, I see. Got it.
Yeah. Right? For no more Westmore.
Right.
No more Governor Moore. That launched last week. And it's very mysterious because it says paid for by nomore.org. But there are no individuals listed on the website. And it looks kind of familiar to me from a previous website. I'll share that in a moment. But again, all sorts of puns branding this agenda as more taxes, more spin. In honor of President's Day, here's someone who will never be one, Wes Moore, and also on X as well. It has a picture of the governor smiling behind a podium at the White House with the word nope across his body. Campaign-style targeting of Moore and his latest budget plan is really what's... And I'm looking at this, and we asked around as to who might be behind this No More campaign website. And the Maryland Freedom Caucus says, no, it's not us.
Interesting.
Okay. The minority leader in the House, Jason Buckle, and the minority leader over in the Senate, Steve Hershey, said, nope, it's not us. Congressman Harris says, it's not him either. The Maryland Republican Party spokesman, Adam Wood, said, nope, no more is not one of their efforts. And Matt Morgan, who we talked to, the Freedom Caucus chair, says he has denied that this product. So nobody's
doing it
in Maryland is taking or owning up to this. And then I started looking at the website. And I said, God, kind of looks familiar to me. And then the themes and the way it's put together. Do you remember Change Maryland?
Yeah.
It kind of has that feel. It has that aura. And the other one was America United. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, I don't know for sure. This is just my guess.
Okay.
And maybe that's plausible deniability. Maybe former Governor Lockdown Larry has nothing to do with this. But somebody that I think that has worked on his campaign or worked on his Change Maryland or... I think,
or the graphic artist who did the whatever, yeah. Or some connection.
It just to me, it just
toward
it
what
smacks.
End? Let's guess.
Well, because he wants to run again
for what?
For governor?
Isn't he? He's termed out, isn't
no.
he?
No, you're termed out. You can do two terms consecutively, then you have to leave,
out. And
then you can come back again in the state of Maryland.
Oh. Just as clever segue. Just as Chuck Whitaker comes back every 10 minutes on the 3.
Yes, he does, and he's not even elected to that position,
but he still comes back.
Yes, he does
for the high wages.
He
the
does accept compensation for that,
and for the camaraderie.
Wait a minute, what was that last part?
He does accept compensation for that.
Oh, okay, cool.
I thought you said we have to compensate for him.
I almost had the big one there for a minute.
Wait, Chuck, just so you know, in the meeting before the show, he says that we have to compensate for you. I'm not sure that's the same thing.
No, I understand that part.
Right.
I understand. That would be hard to do every day. Westbound 50, if you're coming through Annapolis, this is called emergency road work. Must be a pothole in the roadway. Westbound 50 coming into Parole right before 450. I'm looking at it live, and they are blocking the right side of the roadway. So if the backup begins there, it's going to be coming over from the Severn River Bridge, and it may back up even beyond back towards Ritchie Highway and then coming over from Baydale Drive. So after the Severn River Bridge, make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. Emergency road work is what they're calling it right now on the westbound side. Earlier problems on the Beltway, especially up on the west side at I-70. Then again on the inner loop at Wilkins, still very slow through that area. And we had problems earlier, but they're on the shoulder now. 702 before the Beltway, Liberty Road at Offutt Road. Randallstown was the new wreck. And there's a fire call in the city. Reisterstown Road at Primrose Avenue, and they're checking on a building fire there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Well, the channel says sunshine and moderating temperatures, 57 today, down to 37 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, chance of a shower in 60. Right now, it is clear, sunny skies and 32 in Millersville. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Time once again for us to head, if you could, to the Big Top. Please, head to the Big Top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring. But first, a quick quiz for Sean Casey. Sean, who is the very first head of the FBI?
The very first head of the FBI?
The very first, yeah.
Oh, gee, that's a good question. I just thought it was J. Edgar Hoover.
J. Edgar Hoover. You're exactly right.
Okay.
J. Edgar Hoover. Bear that in mind.
I cannot imagine the damage that he can do if he's given a decade to do it. And so we find ourselves in really uncharted waters. I think you'd have to go back to Herbert Hoover to find another FBI director so intent on using the powers of that position to go after president's enemies.
Thank you very much, Adam
you
Schiff.
Big dummy.
Now, please get back in the clown car.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Shifty Ship is really off his game. And you'll hear why later on in the hour. We'll have Cash Patel on why Shifty Ship is soiling his linens.
I just laughed.
This mysterious No More campaign launch, I'm telling you, it's either somebody who is a Lockdown Larry a fan or people that are around Lockdown. Who else could it be? Who else As I said, with no change, our change Maryland, and with America United, and now this, and this is, by the way, it's not a 527. So a 527 has to reveal its list of donors. So they very carefully have crafted this.
But they're .org, not a .com.
Exactly. So it's a nonprofit, and so they don't have to reveal much of anything at all right now as to who is the No More campaign. Who's behind it? Who's paying for it, if you will? Well, nobody seems to know. So, so the question is, lockdown, Larry, I think, is being floated for another gubernatorial run in 26. And the question is, how would you react, Marylanders? Would you be in favor of lockdown, Larry, running again? And or is there somebody else out there right now that we don't know about? Or and there's a lot of names you can toss.
Yeah.
But there's nobody right now that leaps to mind as being immediately somebody that could possibly defeat the Democrats.
Well, I have a longstanding call in to Larry Hogan, so I'm quite sure they're going to get back to me any day and let us know whether they'll be with us or not.
Should Bob Ehrlich run again?
Yes.
I don't think he wants any part of that.
No, I don't either.
No. So should Kendall Ehrlich run?
Yeah. Look, there's so many choices in the GOP other than.
Okay.
You know.
So we just named two. Any other leap to mind? What about the guy that.
Andy Harris.
Andy Harris? To leave Congress to run for governor?
Yeah. I think Dan Cox, actually, probably this time around. But I think there are other Republicans. I think Nina Mangione, but not yet. I think another five years.
He's running for county council.
Yeah, but I think
Baltimore County Council in 26.
He'll be set in maybe another 7-8 years to run for governor. I think he should be. I think
what was the name of the lieutenant governor for Kelly Schultz? What was his name again? He was Jeff. Is it Wolford?
I don't know. Yeah.
His name.
I think Kelly Schultz could run again.
I doubt it. I don't think so.
All right.
Didn't really excite anybody, as far as that goes. So, who's out there?
She excited me. I thought she was a pretty good candidate.
Oh, she was. I thought Dan Cox was better.
Yeah, I did too.
You know? If she had not been handpicked by Lockdown Larry, then she,
she may not have been bound as much by. Yeah. You know.
So, what about Jordana?
Oh, wow, yes.
What about Jordana Schiaffinelli?
That would be an amazing run.
Okay.
Because she has a certain Trump-like characteristic of being blunt and very straightforward. And if the voters in Maryland are ready for somebody who has those characteristics, she'd fit that to a T.
All right.
And she's well-founded in conservatism as well. She understands what she's all about.
Somebody's going to throw her name out there. I'm going to probably beat you to it, but Kim Klasick.
Maybe. Let's ask her when she comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll ask her if she's behind the No More campaign.
She probably is.
Website.
Yeah, because she was mocking Johnny O because he copied her campaign stuff.
So she's really into that kind of thing.
I think she is, yeah. I think that, undoubtedly, I think that's the new thing we go with. I think it's Kim Klasick behind this.
All right. Well, somebody's behind it. I think they're tied to Lockdown Larry. You can let us know. Yeah, because it's pretty much the same themes. And how can we tell he's compared Martin O'Malley.
Yep.
With 43 tax hikes to Westmore, 338 tax hikes.
Yep.
So it's a lot of the same themes.
Yeah.
A lot of the same themes.
Yeah. Does Westmore have a really cute little daughter named Olivia? See, that's another advantage Kim has over him.
I think he's got a son and a daughter, if I remember correctly. So we'll see. But Kim pays her water bills.
Yeah, that's true.
Big difference there.
And you know what? She loves winter in this state. So that's something else that she really has going for her.
It's 8:21. You can give us your thoughts. Lockdown Larry again, or would you like someone else, anyone but Lockdown Larry? 8:21 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney.
and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823, a Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so they're dealing with this construction emergency work that is underway on 50 westbound in Parole at the bridge near 450. So if you're coming over from the Severn River Bridge, you'll have two lanes getting by to the left. At one point, about 5 minutes ago, it was backed up before Ritchie Highway. Now it's kind of moved over a little bit, and it's just beyond the Severn River Bridge. So it's not horrendous right now, but you'll have two lanes getting by, and you're dealing with it at this point. Southbound I-97 has the normal delay there after the split at Route 32 with heavy traffic south from there, coming down to the ramp at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, sunshine today and a high of 57, 37 for the low tonight. Right now, sunny, beautiful morning, 35 and clear in Parkville. We're talking about the No More campaign.
No More.
The big website here. Yeah, you know, what do you think the issues are going to be in 2026? One, of course, I think taxes. Is going to be taxes, financial, budgetary. But I think the other issue now with the condoms for kiddies bill.
Cultural issues.
And the other bill, House Bill 161, if it passes in the Senate, hopefully it won't. That's the sex ed, gender ID curriculum in our schools, is going to be cultural. And so might the next candidate, would it be smart for the Republicans to find a mother, you know, a young, maybe not young, but, you know, whatever, a mom who's really connected to these issues and really runs.
Somebody like Kim Klasick, for example.
On these, well, Kim or somebody else, for that matter, that, you know.
Uripsi?
You know, somebody like that. Uripsi would be possible, or maybe somebody from Moms for Liberty that are out there. I mean, there might be a candidate out there lurking in the woods, because we're a year and a half away.
I think you need some presence. I don't think you can get somebody without a name right now. I think you have to have somebody with some presence, so that the public are at least familiar with the name. I mean, part of the problem Dan Cox had, I think, was his lack of name recognition early. So I think that it'd be useful to have somebody with some presence.
I think the larger thing that hurt Dan Cox was Larry Hogan.
Yeah, certainly.
The slings and arrows that the GOP threw at Dan Cox, and they weren't unified behind one candidate. I hope the Republican Party learned its lesson from what they did to Dan Cox going forward in 2026.
So this is why I come back to somebody like Kelly Schultz. She has a name. She's run. She lost in the primary, but she has run. She has recognition. If she can broaden her appeal to the more conservative branch of the party, then I think that she might be a possibility.
Yeah, well, she would have to completely sever ties with Larry Hogan, yeah. I think, to be yes. successful there. Brian's in Towson. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Brian.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning to everybody.
Same to you, man.
You hit it on the head. She has got Kim. I'm going to tell you now. You took the words out of my mouth. But, you know, she's got to be groomed for it. She's going to be serious about this. She's definitely got to do this. It's a step forward. And to leave all this mess behind, we can move forward. And she's a positive person to bring stuff to us. But one thing I want to bring up in question. If Wes Moore doesn't follow with the federal mandates with the illegal aliens, my question is to all of you, will the state lose the federal funding money for the bridge that's going to be built?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's at stake, among other things, yeah.
Well, not only that, but on education issues, on trans issues, on, you know, with illegal aliens, they are risking federal funding on all of it. And you got A.G. Brown, who now is the biggest protagonist, one of the biggest state's attorneys suing Trump, is poking the bear. Somebody's got to, Wes Moore's got to get on the phone to A.G. Brown and say, hey, knock it off. You're killing us here.
That's O'Malley's boy.
Yeah.
That's
well,
O'Malley's boy.
Yeah, that, well, right. Yep. He did. He was with Governor O'Malley.
Here's a good point. Johnny Zero has no background for being where he got to, right? So why not give Kim a chance, groom her, and put her forward? And, hey, there's plenty of people that are going to be able to help her. I definitely see it. And if there's any way that I can be a positive for this, I'm more than willing to put my foot forward and help any way I can.
Right.
And I mean it.
But you are not behind the No More campaign.
No, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to rule it out.
Yeah.
We're doing process of elimination. Brian, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. David Quickly and Brandywine. David.
This is David.
Yes.
Yes, sir. It's good to talk to y'all. But anyway, my feelings are we've had enough of Rhino in the office, and I think Kim would do an excellent job. And if she didn't do it and didn't want to, that guy named Jeff y'all were talking about earlier would be excellent.
All right, thanks for weighing in, Dave. Appreciate that, because we're a year and a half away. We got to start thinking. We got to have some candidates. We got to have some names.
Yeah.
Besides Lockdown Larry.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together so that you can make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century. That's a lot of accumulated knowledge there. And it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So if there's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, and there's great financing available both places. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Coming up next, more of your calls and comments, and Trump squares off against the governor of Maine. 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Howard County Police say an 18-year-old is now charged with first-degree murder in connection with Saturday's deadly double shooting near the mall in Columbia. Emerson Zahn, or Z-A-A-Z-A, has been held without bail after the shooting that claimed the life of a 16-year-old and left a 15-year-old in critical condition. Michael Robertson was killed in the parking lot and bus stop loop outside Lytle and the Little Patuxent Parkway. In addition, police have charged Zia with attempted first-degree murder and a Feb 14 non-contact shooting on Twin Rivers Road in Columbia. Three people dead, a fourth injured following weekend shootings, separate shootings in Baltimore City. On Saturday evening, the victim of a shooting in the 4400 block of Eastern Avenue pronounced dead at the scene. On a Sunday, a man died at a hospital after he was shot in the head in the 600 block of Poplar Grove Street. On Sunday evening, one of the victims of a double shooting on the 3600 block of Potee Street died. The other, a 28-year-old survivor, remains hospitalized in critical condition. 29-year-old man being injured after a weekend shooting in Baltimore County. Police responded to the 4800 block of Benson Avenue at around 2:30 Saturday morning. They found the victim with what appeared to be non-life-threatening injuries. Five people have now been arrested in connection with several illegal car rallies in Baltimore City, Baltimore, and Prince George's counties. The Maryland Car Rally Task Force made the arrest on Saturday. Three men from Walkersville charged with unlawful taking of a motor vehicle and obstruction, and a New York man is charged with DUI and 15 traffic citations. Police say 20-year-old Joseph Houck of Hagerstown has been charged with first-degree assault on a trooper, unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, theft over $25,000, theft under $100,000, and obstruction. In 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 303. Pick 4, 8620. And now at 833, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We have delays coming out of the old Harbor Tunnel southbound. You pay the toll, and then you start across to Frank First Avenue and the Steel Bridge, which is just south of there. There's reported debris in the roadway southbound near the ramp at Potee Street, and we may be down to just one lane. So there is a back up there that's going to start to hurt the toll plaza area on 895 as you're coming south, and it looks like now we're starting to bunch up in that area as you come out of the tunnel. So that's 895 south. Emergency road work and slow again now. The work is on 50 westbound in Parole near 450. So at Roe Boulevard, Severn River Bridge back towards Ritchie Highway, that's the reason for the backup westbound on 50. You'll have two lanes getting by to the left. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll kick off the work week with sunshine and also kick off the work week on a warm note as we go up to 57 today. We should be in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low 37. Tuesday, partly sunny, maybe a stray shower late in the day, high near 60. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Kobe Mayo, Cade Povich, and Brandon Young stating their cases yesterday, trying to claim a spot on the Orioles' opening day roster. Povich opened with two scoreless. Young, the Orioles' minor league pitcher of the year, later with three scoreless. And Mayo delivering at the plate for Baltimore.
It's that one sharply towards short, past the diving Edmundo Sosa, and two runs will score. And Mayo has a two-run single, and the Orioles take a two-zip lead here in the first.
Call on NBC Sports in Philadelphia. Mayo was 4-41 last year in the big leagues. The Orioles beat the Phils yesterday 7-3, the final. Back home today for a 4:05 game against the Braves. That game originally was scheduled at 1:05, pushback due to weather. Ravens have been mum on Justin Tucker since releasing a statement when the allegations against the Ravens kicker first came out about a month ago, but that will change tomorrow. Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh scheduled to be at press conferences when the NFL scouting combine commences in Indianapolis. To hockey we go as the chase continues for Alex Ovechkin.
Dreisaitl, league's leading goal scorer, to Emberson, and sticks that. Here's Ovechkin!
Call on TNT, indeed, on pace for an early April record breaker. Remember, Ovi missed 6 weeks this season with a broken leg. NASCAR Cup Series at Atlanta Motor Speedway goes to Christopher Bell. Riding for Joe Gibbs Racing, it was Bell's 10th career Cup win. Golf, Brian Campbell wins the Mexico Open in a playoff with a birdie on the second hole. It was Campbell's first on the tour in his 10-year pro career, and it qualifies him for the Masters. Arena Soccer, Blast dropped their fourth straight game last night, 6-5 at Tacoma. Blast home this Sunday against the Harrisburg Heat. Big high school basketball tilt Saturday night at UMBC. Number one Mount Carmel boys basketball claims their first MIAA crown with a 55-50 win over number two St. Francis. The Cougars came alive in the fourth quarter. They get 17 points from Ralph Redunsis. Tonight, it's the Baltimore City Championship between City and Edmondson. The time now is 8:37 when we return Maryland coaches getting paid.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
I mean, this isn't uncommon if you look at the records or the the earnings. In most states, the public college, university, football and basketball coaches are the highest paid state employees.
Yeah.
No different in Maryland. Mike Locksley, the head football coach at Maryland, $6 million this year, followed by Kevin Willard, basketball, Brenda Freeze, women's basketball. I think what bothers me the most, though, is the bonuses that they get tied to their compensation. In the last 3 years, Maryland football coaches have earned almost $2 million worth of bonuses in a period where they have a losing record in the Big Ten. The reason why they got the bonuses was because the bonuses are tied to winning bowl games. And they've been eligible for mid-level bowl games because they're basically a mid-level team. Mm-hmm. But not in the Big Ten. In the Big Ten, they're a low-level team, but still good enough to qualify for a mid-level bowl game.
They won one game in the Big Ten this year?
They won one game in the Big Ten this year. Yeah. I think they've won like six in the last 3 years.
Yeah. So they're getting all these bonuses, and it's what? It's millions of dollars.
It's $1.8 million over the last 3 years.
To go to mid-bowl games that lose money for the university.
Correct. Now, they win the mid-bowl games, but they're not moneymakers for the university.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now, do they coach differently in order to get into the bowl games?
I don't know,
the argument is they coach differently in order to get into the bowl games, then there's a really gripe here about whether or not the compensation makes sense and structure.
I think they're trying to coach to win, but unfortunately, you're up against Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. Those are the big boys of the Big Ten,
right.
And Maryland's just not there.
These
other schools get the five-star blue-chip recruits. Maryland has to settle for a little bit less than that right now.
But then the people who wrote the contract and put in those bonuses, it's on them because the coaches aren't coaching differently in order to get into the bowl games.
Is that the athletic director?
The athletic director, yeah. Damon Evans, the athletic director.
That's when he's coming out of what? Out of the sports budget?
It's coming out of the sports budget, but, I mean, they're state employees.
Right.
So, you know, last year the state paid $88.4 billion to its state employees, and these guys were the highest paid out of all that.
Wow.
So
maybe they need Doge.
Local Maryland
College Park.
Who would head up Maryland Doge? We got to think about that.
Yeah, we do. We'd have to come up with a name. That's a great story.
More work for me.
You would. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. Yep. By the way, we are told there already is a Republican candidate for governor. His name is John Myrick. He's from Harford County.
Okay. Hmm.
Highly decorated veteran. So we'll have to get John on the air, talk to him about his campaign.
We're talking about Doge before we move on. Did you hear the guy in Yellowstone? No, it was Yosemite. Guy in Yosemite was now let go. And they said he was let go because, and there's controversy about this, because he's the only guy who knows how to unlock people when they get trapped in the toilets.
What?
I'm serious. Apparently, he's the one who knows how to unlock the John doors. And that's what his function was as an employee.
At Yosemite?
I believe it was Yosemite.
All right. I'll have to look into that one. Anthony and Towson.
Hey, Anthony.
Good morning. As far as Republican candidates for governor, maybe Neil Parrott?
Neil Parrott? There's a name.
Yeah.
Neil. Neil ran a really close race in CD6. So, yeah, that's a good name.
Somebody. somebody from more central Maryland, maybe Kathy Shaliga.
All right, Anthony, thanks for the suggestions there. Appreciate that. Let's go to Scott in Westminster.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, I've met John Merrick. I like him a lot, but I think Jeff Wolford would be a great option. He's a colonel. He's in the Air Guard. He's a pilot. He's got the experience of having run before, and I don't think he's jaded by some of these other folks. Don't like the Shaliga option. I don't think he's intelligent enough to do it. But Wolford, veteran colonel, pilot, MD. So we need somebody like with that kind of intellect and multidisciplinary experience in that position, I think.
Yeah, well, his name has surfaced a number of times, so there are people thinking about him going forward. So that's a good suggestion, Scott. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate that. Another one of
Kristen
his
would like to add.
Another of his qualifications. Just a very brief Google search, you can find a lot of information on Wolford. In 2021, there was a State of Maryland press release that said he was appointed the Assistant Secretary and Chief Medical Officer. In this role, he was going to oversee the state's GoVax mobile COVID-19 vaccination clinic operations, public health initiatives associated with the TCOC model, and provide strategic and policy direction during that time. He previously served as the Director of Community and Facility Initiatives at MDH, where he led all non-regulatory COVID-19 matters involving nursing homes, assisted living facilities, group homes, and other living settings. So I know Republicans, we just can't quit our rhinos, but I think you need to research.
Oh, yeah. No, we're just
ignorance is bliss, and I know we like to live in it until it's too late. So
right.
We need to do our background research this time before it gets too far.
I think we need a gut puncher. I mean, everybody, many of whom, not everybody, have been named. I mean, this guy's qualifications sound wonderful. But I think in politics.
Except for that latest one.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I think this guy, in politics, you need somebody with a going against what's more.
Might
a gut puncher.
Persuade one Charles Whitaker to move back to Maryland to consider a run for governor.
Well, you know what? We have the crab feast. Let's see if we can get a little groundswell.
Let's see if people, there might be a groundswell of support, a grassroots effort.
That's right.
Yeah.
He'd be the mustard on your crab.
Yeah. I live in the big house at Church Circle.
Yeah.
He would be the big mallet. That's what we would call him.
The big mallet.
The big mallet.
8:43, traffic weather
the first
on
thing
the threes.
I'm gonna strike is your cranium.
Once again, here's Big Mallet Whitaker.
Speaking of potholes, good morning, guys. The right side of the roadway, taken away. They're working on a pothole westbound 50 coming into Parole, very close to the bridge here at 450. So that's the reason for the backup that every once in a while keeps moving back and forth. But we're back around the Severn River Bridge and almost back towards Ritchie Highway. So when you get past Roe Boulevard, you need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. After that, you're fine over towards I-97. The earlier wreck on the Beltway, inner loop at Wilkins, is gone. That's recovered. The Beltway's still slow. Parkville side through Green Spring and coming down the west side, still there, 795 towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather channel says sunny today and a high of 57. Right now it is sunny, 34 in Owings Mills. And time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
A guy in Pennsylvania named Sean Moyer just got a new kidney courtesy of his prom date from 35 years ago. Her name was Elena Hershey. They weren't a match, but she signed up for a kidney exchange, so hers went to somebody else. Sean did get a new one eventually. Here's Sean and Elena telling their amazing story.
I heard that Sean was looking for a kidney.
Elena actually called me.
I already planned on donating anonymously. I was glad I heard about that so that I could contact him and offer him my kidney.
Which is a remarkable thing since I knew Elena from 35 years ago. She was my prom date, yes. She was a remarkably nice person. She was pretty and she was smart. I got a call and they said that a kidney has become available and it was a very good match.
How about that?
Yeah,
willing
impressive.
To give up, and she did give up a kidney, but just not to him in that particular case.
Here's the story out of the Examiner. President Donald Trump, he has fired at California's Yosemite National Park. The Trump administration, this is a quote, fired the only locksmith on staff on Friday. He was the sole employee with the keys and institutional knowledge needed to rescue visitors from locked restrooms. Put aside for a second all the other obvious questions. In other words, there's only one guy in Yosemite who has...
What happens if he gets sick or goes on vacation?
Apparently, people are stuck there until he gets back.
That's absurd. I can't believe that.
They let this guy
go. We need to verify that
story. Kind of institutional knowledge do you have here?
Unreal. Hey, Trump got into it with the governor of Maine at the governor's dinner last Thursday.
Fun. Great fun. The governor's there. Trump is there very calmly. And you know that he knew where he was going with this. He knew because he knew that the governor of Maine had pushed back pretty firmly.
I understand Maine. Is Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with the state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports.
Yeah, this is a continuing stink. That's what this is about. Men playing in women's sports. Coming up in a couple of nights, you're going to Riley Gaines weighing into this as well. But then the president said, by the way, what are your plans for after political life? Because you take this position, you're done.
You better comply, because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state, good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
Now, people have reported, he threatened her. No, he didn't. He's only making an observation. Yeah. The position you're taking, he thinks, is not going to be popular.
Have you seen her on stage at the drag shows?
No, really?
Yeah. I mean, she is a lunatic.
Okie dokie. Yeah. Look,
I do think she is a biological female. I'm not 100% sure, but I do think she is.
Okay. You know, God bless her, if that's what it comes down to. Do me a favor, and we can squeeze forward, if you could, to get to the bite, because I want to make sure it's in order here, and I put it out of order. Squeeze through to the bite from Riley Gaines. Do you have that available? All right, this is Riley Gaines, and Riley Gaines was on, I forget whose show she was on, and she was talking with this radical liberal named Blossom Brown. Blossom Brown thinks that men and women should be in exactly the same Olympics and the same sports all the time.
Are you serious? Totally, entirely, and thoroughly absurd from top to bottom, saying there should be a gender-neutral Olympic? Do you also believe, Blossom, that we should combine the Paralympics and the Olympics?
I mean, why not? And to go back to Riley's point.
What do you say?
These are lunatics. Yeah. They're absolute lunatics. They're getting exposed every day with the DEI, with the wokeism, with this kind of gender-bending nonsense. They're getting exposed. And look, the American people spoke loudly.
Yes.
For common sense. And Donald Trump is bringing it. And we're just a little over a month in. So a lot can happen in the next 100 days. The big story is this budget bill. We got to get to that tomorrow as well. And get into some of that. Because right now, the Senate, now they're talking about three reconciliation bills over in the Senate. And one big, beautiful bill over in the House. And they just found that the Votorama on Friday, they passed a $340 billion package. So, again, they need to come together. I do want to end the war in Ukraine and Russia, but I want this bill before anything.
Yep.
And that's their focus and their priority has to be.
Pass the budget and pass the taxes.
Yeah.
You got to
extend the Trump tax cuts.
Absolutely.
And fund the border security.
Because you must get that tax plan.
By the way, the acting director of ICE was canned, Caleb Vitello, on Friday. He was reassigned to, but they're just not pulling in enough. Making enough arrests. So Trump said, out you go. And he's not messing around this time.
No, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev.
one of the doctors, and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. See Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
The Rob Carson Show. It's about time that America said, hey, if you're going to live under the blanket of security of being right next to us, you better start treating us right. And the same goes for Canada. It's only fair, guys. We have been the beacon of freedom around the world, and we have given and given and given till it hurts, and now we're still being bee-slapped by the entire world, by the United Nations, by NATO, and that gravy train is over. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, before they were the Blues Brothers, they were the Booze Brothers.
Yes.
Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah.
He excelled in his Booze Brothers role.
And you knew him when, that's correct? You knew him when? Because brothers would imply that there were two of you.
Yes.
Yes.
Just making sure, you know, I connected the dots.
First time I met Dr. Luber, I was coming out of the Playboy Club. And
were you still in costume?
No, I really didn't. I had taken the ears off, but I still had the white tail.
Okay. Traffic or weather, all the three.
You snuck that one in while I was telling the story. And that's all right. That's all right. Tomorrow's another day, Bruce.
That's right.
Right, westbound 50, coming through Annapolis, Ritchie Highway, Seven River Bridge, Roe Boulevard. They're working on a large pothole on the right side of the roadway on 50 westbound. That's the reason for the backup. When you get to Roe Boulevard, get to the center and the left-hand lane. I would say right now, 5, 6, maybe 7 minute delay westbound through there. After that point, you're clear towards I-97. They picked up that debris that was 895 southbound at the Potee Street ramp and were recovering there with the lanes open. A little busy at southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'll get you tomorrow. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the shadows is sunny today. Nice and mild. Very moderate. 57. We're at 34 right now. And sunny skies in Severn, Maryland. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Now, Kim.
Yeah, where do we even announce
your presence? Are you behind the No More campaign website?
I wish. It's brilliant.
And when will you declare that you're running?
Oh, yeah, right. Never again in my life. But no. I wish I was behind that campaign. I think the graphics look amazing, number one.
But they look remarkably similar to the Change Maryland graphics.
I did see that, too. Yeah, I did. And it's funny because, what was it, the Baltimore Sun saying it was mysterious?
Right.
I'm like, come on, it was somebody that
Everybody knows who it is.
Yeah, but I wonder, so what does that mean? Does that mean Governor Hogan is thinking about running?
He's thinking about running in 26.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what we're hearing.
You've got to be the voice that stands up against him, Kim.
You're the only one who can stop him.
You're the only one.
No, but you know what? And I said this before, Dr. Jeff Wolford, who ran with Kelly Schultz as lieutenant governor, he's actually a really good candidate. And he's an actual Bronze Star recipient, by the way.
Yeah, that part is all good. Yeah. We're a little concerned about the jab stuff. You know, that's, that gives me pause.
And he does not have a daughter named Olivia, and that's one of the requirements.
Yeah. But I would love to know if he's thinking about it, because we can't do Larry Hogan. He just lost statewide by 11, 12 points.
All right.
He can't do this to us. Yeah. I've had enough of this guy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Oh, my gosh. We have so much to talk about today. Obviously, what's happened in Columbia over the weekend. It was a very deadly weekend in the Baltimore region.
Yes, it was.
So we're going to talk about that. Also, we've got Delegate Brian Chisholm. He's going to join us around 9:35 before he goes on the floor. We're going to talk about Empower. And he is introducing a bill that kind of tackles Empower, the energy crisis. And then also Joyanne Reed, unemployed.
Yeah. Joyless. Know? Joyless is without a gig for the moment.
Yeah.
Somebody will rescue her from the pile,
you
I'm sure.
So?
Yeah.
Well, if somebody picked up Larry O'Donnell, they'll pick her up.
Yeah.
Really? Seriously.
I love how you guys have this attitude.
And rest assured, now that the House has passed the condoms for kids.
Oh, gosh, I know. We are Delegate Mark Fisher. He'll be on with us tomorrow to talk more about that. That is just ridiculous.
That is absurd.
Are you considering him as your running mate?
No, I am not running. But we've got to get somebody, you know, because we have to do something.
And it's got to start with, we're talking what, about a little bit, about 18 months out or something.
Yeah. You've heard it very clearly say, if nominated, she will not run. If elected, she will not serve.
Right. Yeah.
So, that phrase has been used before, doesn't work.
Yeah, way. Absolutely not. But you know what? Well, I keep thinking about it, too. It's like, you know, who do we have on the bench?
But it has to start pretty soon.
Yeah.
For fundraising purposes and for name recognition, especially if somebody's not that well known.
Right.
But
right.
You are that well known.
No, stop this immediately. I'm here at WCBM and I love it here. I'm not going anywhere. Thanks, guys.
It was just a test. Thanks, Kim. All right, stay tuned. Kim's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. This is the reason why Shifty Schiff is afraid of Cash Patel.
Adam Schiff is the worst criminal in Congress in the last 250 years. Adam Schiff went to the podium day after day after day saying, I know nothing about this. We're not going to discuss it. We're going to protect it. And then he, Adam Schiff, led the prosecution of the impeachment trial in the Senate of President Donald Trump. Talk about someone who was conflicted out of the game because he was part of the hoax that brought Charmella in, manufactured that false accusation, and then peddled it out to the world, and he continued, you know, not surprising, he's lied about almost everything in his life, but now he lied just to set up a presidential impeachment, and that's what I was talking about, these disinformation campaigns. He should be investigated because he lied to the world about his interactions with Charmella, who is a whistleblower, and I can't stress it enough, that started a presidential impeachment.
All right, so that worst criminal in Congress in 250 years, said Cash Patel, about Adam Schiff. And he should be investigated. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Knock wood.
Law Office of Michael A. Freeman, they'll take care of you when it comes to serious accidents resulting in serious injury. You do need serious legal representation. There is no one better. And I've known Michael and Marcia and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Freeman and the whole crew for close to 40 years now. Gee. And it's just, they get better each and every year. Each and every year they get named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. That's because they put your recovery priority number one, and they take care of everything else. You won't. All you have to do is make the phone call. That's it. And they'll take care of everything after that. Law offices, Michael A. Freeman, 410-363-6848. Toll free, 1-800-782-7203. Online, maflaw.com. It's a great website, very informative, very helpful. So check them out at maflaw.com for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. We'll have a little bit more about the jab and what they're cooking up in Wuhan.
Yeah.
The CCP is at it again, folks.
And the first samples of the Kim Clayson for Governor bumper stickers.
Until then, God bless our troops. God bless them.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.